It's time for the high school football state semifinal on WMSS. Tonight's game is Central Dauphin versus North Allegheny. Rams football is brought to you by CD Pizza, St. Thomas Roasters, House of Barbers, Ted's Bar and Grill, In Touch Communications, GS Designs, Sherry and Bill Anderson Remax Realty, Mr. Bob Subways, and Environmental Interiors. Now let's take it out to Altoona, Pennsylvania, Mansion Park with the Mr. Bob Subways pregame show. Here's Eric Thomas and Brian Kaiser.
Altoona High School, the site for tonight's PIAA Western Final. It is 14-0 North Allegheny, the defending state champions in Quad A, and 13-1 Central Dauphin, the District 3 Quad A champions. Eric Thomas, Brian Kaiser, Steve Leedy with you. Mr. Kaiser, we saw this team a week ago against Wilson. This is a vastly different opponent tonight in North Allegheny for Central Dauphin. Big offense, big defense. They really know how to win games. That's why they're 14-0.
They are the defending state champions. They're an extremely physical team, despite the fact that they still don't, they don't have a lot of people back from last year's squad. And this is a team that was not favored necessarily to come through the Whipple, but North Allegheny has shown through great team defense, great skill on offense, and excellent job of adjusting and overcoming injury that they have gotten back to this spot. The Central Dauphin team, we saw last week that they don't have to be a team that just runs the football. They were able to show some things in the passing game. They're going to have to do that tonight because this North Allegheny team, yeah, they give up some yards from time to time, but they are a very physical team. CD is going to have to come out today and both offensively and defensively play clean.
We're going to see one of the best quarterbacks in the state of Pennsylvania, Mack Leftwich, first year as a starter at North Allegheny, came from Union High School in Oklahoma, followed his dad, who's one of the assistant coaches on the Pittsburgh coaching staff, Pittsburgh University. The matchup that everybody's looking in this game tonight, CD's defense is going to have to be what generates anything for them, get them stops, get the ball back in their offense's hands. But it's really North Allegheny's offense against CD's defense. That's one of the key matchups tonight.
And it starts up front in the trenches. And for North Allegheny, they're kind of beat up on the offensive line. They've got some injured offensive line starters that look like they're probably going to go. How well they're going to go is going to be questionable. We'll see that as the game goes on. But for Central Dauphin, who did such a great job a week ago against the running game of Wilson and has done such a tremendous job all season long against running game after running game, it's been a real strength of their defense. That's what they're going to have to do coming into this game. They have got to shut down the running options of North Allegheny, try to make them one-dimensional, and force some turnovers.
We'll hear from both head coaches, Glenn McNamee after the break, and Art Walker before we kick it off. This is the Mr. Bob Subway pregame show and the PIAA Western Final on WMSS and PennLive.com.
Mr. Bob Subways are proud supporters of the CD Rams. Located at 7839 Allentown Boulevard in West Hanover Township, Route 39 in South Hanover Township, and 315 East Main Street, Hummelstown, Mr. Bob Subways also have giant party subs, party platters, and cookie platters. December is Customer Appreciation Month. Celebrating over 10 years in business, Mr. Bob Subways congratulate the Rams on a great season.
InTouch Communication is a Sprint Nextel dealer providing solutions for consumers and businesses. They provide GPS fleet tracking solutions for company vehicles, and they now carry the new iPhone 4S with true unlimited data. That's InTouch Communication, 1426 North 3rd Street in Midtown Harrisburg. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 7, Saturday, 10 to 3. Their number is 695-3401. Go Rams!
Environmental Interiors is proud to bring you this Rams game. Environmental Interiors is an office furniture dealer located at 400 North Blue Ribbon Avenue, just north of Susquehanna Harley-Davidson. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. Environmental Interiors offers new and remanufactured office cubicles, recycled green cubicles, seating, files, and office space planning. Their website's www.ei-ofusa.com. Their number is 652-6060. Congratulations, CD.
Back here in the pregame show with Central Dauphin head coach Glenn McNamee. Coach, I'm going to put you on the spot right off the bat. You said earlier this week that the more you watch North Allegheny on film, the better they get. You stop watching film. How good is this team? What are you guys going to have to do tonight to make this trip successful?
Oh, they're an outstanding team. And it starts with the way they play the game. They play very hard. They come off the ball hard. They come off the ball low. All the things you try hard to teach, but they've mastered it. And you do it for 48 minutes. We're going to have to play a 48-minute football game, and we're going to have to play as low as we've ever played, as hard as we've ever played it.
It seems like teams that have success against North Allegheny this season have controlled time of possession. They've been able to run the football, but nobody's beaten them. Upper St. Clair, perfect example, a couple weeks ago, ran 10 more plays than they did, rushed for a decent amount of yardage. But North Allegheny just seems to figure out a way to win, which is kind of the way you guys have gotten here, too.
That's right. Nobody has beaten them. And it's largely because they are a 48-minute team. Of course, Upper St. Clair took them in overtime. So these guys are ready, willing, and able to play beyond those 48 minutes. We're going to have to match their relentlessness, and we're going to have to continue to believe in ourselves, regardless of circumstances.
This game has to be won by your defense tonight. Is that where it starts for them, the defensive line specifically? I mean, is that the area that you're looking at to make sure that if you guys win that battle, there's a pretty good chance you can more than just hang around this game, but have a pretty good chance to come out on top in the end?
If you want to play in December and succeed in December, you got to play very well in defense. You got to play great defense. You got to play great special teams. And you got to be able to run the ball and move those chains. So there's no doubt about it. We're going to have to play great defense tonight.
Mac Leftwich is starting quarterback for North Allegheny. He's taken more of a load on the offense in the last couple of weeks. He's gone for over 600 yards combined between running and passing the football. First-year starter comes in from a different state, has to learn a whole new system. What have you seen about him on tape, and what do you like about him?
He's an outstanding football player, and even as a quarterback, he embodies their style of play. You know, he runs hard, he runs physical, he plays with a great deal of enthusiasm. He can run as well as throw, and he's got a leadership intangible about him. When you put it all together, he's a formidable quarterback.
Is there any thought to, I mean, Mid-Penn teams have not had a whole lot of success coming up here. You guys obviously came up here during the regular season. Do you go back to any of those trips up here when Altoona was a member of the Mid-Penn and making that journey up here to play regular season games? And did you go through any of that and getting this team ready for tonight?
Yeah, we remember those trips well, coming up here to play Altoona High School, and they didn't usually go very well. So, yeah, that certainly was in our mind. But, hey, this is a new year. We've got a new group of kids, and I love the way they go about their business, whether we're at home at Landis Field or we're on the road. These kids are very competitive. They really want to win, and that matters more than any itinerary or any location or venue.
Final question for you. They are the defending state champs, 14-0. That won last year. Art Walker's had plenty of success coaching. This seems like, on paper anyway, it's a good matchup. We understand that you play them on the field, but to get to the point to be the best in the state, you're going to have to beat the defending best in the state. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, there's no doubt they carry that label, and it's well deserved. And tonight our kids are very excited about this opportunity. We go into it with our eyes wide open, knowing that we're going against an outstanding team and an outstanding program. And we, like I said, we're very excited about this opportunity. We want to go out there and play as hard as we played all year for 48 minutes.
Coach, thanks. Good luck tonight. Back with more of this on WMSS and PennLive.com.
Ted's Bar and Grill on Allentown Boulevard is under new ownership. Ted's Bar and Grill has steaks, seafood, sandwiches, ribs, chicken, pizza, salad, and wings. In fact, Monday night is wing night at Ted's. They even have the NFL ticket and NHL package. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. until 2 a.m. Sundays, 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. Takeout, gift certificates, and catering are available at Ted's Bar and Grill, 6197 Allentown Boulevard near Ollie's.
Buying or selling a home? Sherry and Bill Anderson with RE/MAX Realty Professionals are both alumni of Central Dauphin High School and proud supporters of the Rams. Available days, evenings, and weekends, Sherry and Bill specialize in residential sales in Central Pennsylvania with 16 years of combined experience. You can reach Sherry and Bill Anderson at 652-4700, 512-1774, or online at sherryanderson.com. Go Rams!
House of Barbers is proud to sponsor the CD Rams football team. They have two locations, 6100 Allentown Boulevard and 3917 Jonestown Road. Open 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, Saturdays 8 to 3. Their number is 540-5700. House of Barbers and owner Lynn Edsel congratulate the Rams on a great season.
Pregame pregame show with North Allegheny head coach Art Walker. Coach, this is a pretty familiar position for you to be in as a head coach. Obviously, you guys were here last year as a team. What are your thoughts on tonight's game?
Well, we're definitely proud and happy to be back, you know, down to, you know, it's four teams today, and we're proud to be one of them, and, you know, we're playing a great football team. Everybody's good at this point of year, but we're definitely happy to be here and excited about the opportunity.
Mack Leftwich has really been lights out the last 2 weeks against Upper St. Clair and State College. Have you put more of a load on his shoulders and told him to get you guys here? He's played phenomenal the last two games.
No, he's definitely stepped up. We've had some injuries and some different things defenses are doing to take at times a pass away and then outnumber us in the box with run stuff, so running him a little bit more. And he's just a guy that, you know, wants to do his part when doesn't want to let his team down and do anything he has to do to win, whether it's run or throw, and or if that's hand in offense, what he'll do. So, you know, he'll shoulder the load if we give it to him, and he'll really just do whatever we ask. He's a true team player.
How impressed have you been with him being able to come into a situation where he didn't play last year on a team that won the state championship, picked up the offense, has really, a lot of people would argue, made it better for you?
Well, he definitely made it better from the standpoint of our ability to throw the ball and do some different things, but coming into a team that you didn't play for in the spring and then learning their no-huddle system isn't an easy thing, and he's done a great job and worked very, very hard to put himself in position to understand it just as well, if not better than everybody.
Matchup that a lot of people are circling is their defensive line against your offensive line. You mentioned you've had some injuries along that front. What's the status of some of those guys? I mean, how does that matchup, do you think, work out for you tonight?
Well, they're real good. I mean, I think, you know, they've got size, but they're also very athletic on the edge. That's a proven point when you have 72 sacks on a year, and that's an impressive number. So we've got some guys beat up, but we got them in uniform. And, you know, when you're down to semifinal, you know, if it's just discomfort, then they're going to go. We'd never put anybody in a position if they were going to harm themselves. But if it's in a position where they're beat up, a little bit bruised, a little bit sore, you know, they're going to work hard to work through tonight and hopefully give it a go.
Final question for you. You've been in this situation as a head coach now four times to get to the state final. You've obviously coached in three of them. Does that help you prepare for this? Does that help you get these kids a lot more calmed down maybe in this situation than other teams might have a problem with something like that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm fortunate to be here again, but I'm really fortunate that this staff and this team was here last year. You know, last year sophomores and juniors are now juniors and seniors, so they have a great understanding of what they have to do, and they've been very, very, very businesslike all week with their approach.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck tonight. Back with more for this on WMSS and PennLive.com.
CD Pizza, 4501 Locust Lane, Harrisburg, has been family-owned and operated since 1994. Dine-in, takeout, and delivery are available. They also have catering and tailgating packages. Online ordering is welcome at cdpizzasubs.com or centraldolphinpizza.com. Their number is 652-8844. Pizza, subs, strombolis, and more at CD Pizza across from CD Middle School. Good luck, Rams!
GS Designs is a proud supplier of the new CD Rams Under Armour football uniforms. GS Designs has been in business since 1994, and they're a full Under Armour ATO dealer. Their website is www.gsdesigns.com. Their number is 838-8365. That's GS Designs of Palmyra, proud sponsor of the Rams.
Welcome back to Mansion Park. Eric Thomas, Brian Kaiser, Steve Levy, the Mr. Bob's Subway pregame show. The two teams out on the field here tonight as we are set for the PIAA Western Final. The winner of this game will play North Penn next Saturday night, 5 o'clock, at Hershey Park Stadium in the state championship game.
Huge prize at stake. You got the defending state champions on the opposite side from Central Dauphin. This is the thing that everyone dreams of, your big opportunity. This game comes down to a couple things, I think. A battle in the trenches is huge because this North Allegheny team, they have a reputation for mauling people. Central Dauphin has done a great job of controlling the line of scrimmage most of the season. The other thing I think is very important here, as it always is in playoff football, you can't make big mistakes. And for Central Dauphin, imperative today. Their margin for error, unlike last week, their margin for error is minimal. You cannot make big mistakes in a game like this. I think if they control those two things, they can be in the game. If they're in the game in the fourth quarter, anything can happen.
All right, we're going to step aside for a quick timeout. When we come back, kickoff from the Western Final at Mansion Park. This is the Mr. Bob's Subway pregame show on WMSS and PennLive.com.
St. Thomas Roasters, located at 5951 Linglestown Road, is happy to underwrite this broadcast. St. Thomas Roasters has fresh roasted coffee, lattes, pastries, sandwiches, and soups. Online ordering is available at stthomasroaster.com or their number is 526 526-
4147. Open Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sundays, 9 to 4. Owner Jeff Smith of St. Thomas Roasters congratulates the Rams on a great season.
This is WMSS Middletown, your number one source for local high school football.
Back here at Mansion Park, Eric Thomas, Brian Kaiser, and Steve Lee as we get set for the Western Final. North Allegheny, the defending state champions, will kick off the Central Dauphin. The Rams send Zaid Issa and Drew Scales back deep to receive. CD comes into this game 13-1. They're decked out in their white road jerseys with green pants, green and white helmets. North Allegheny in their home black with yellow pants, black trim, and black and gold helmets.
And you've been listening to the Mr. Bob Subway pregame show. We are now set for kickoff here at Mansion Park. What should be a tremendous game between these two teams. It's been a very difficult place for District 3 teams to play over the last so many years. Let's see if the Rams can change that.
We will document that as the night goes on. The kickoff is a short end-over-end. That'll be fielded by one of the up men around the 30-yard line and gets across to the 32, and that's where CD will start. First and 10 here, just underway. The Rams will attack the end zone out to our right. Cody Zimmerman had the return for Central Dauphin.
Let's take a look at the starting offense for the Rams. They send Brandon Lavia out as the starting quarterback. The 6'1 senior had a tremendous game last week, over 200 yards passing in the District 3 championship game. He's got Zaid Issa, the 6'4 junior, do everything back in the backfield, along with Adam Hollinger, the 5'10 senior fullback. Drew Scales will see a lot of action as well.
Lavia in the shotgun, man in motion coming out towards us is Hollinger, and a flag comes in from the back judge. They did have Esau lined up wide, as Brian mentioned, and as we saw last Saturday night, we will see Zaid Issa get the ball thrown to him a lot tonight. It's a false start against Central Dauphin. That will back the Rams up to their own 27, just underway here. They attack that end zone again out to our right as we see it.
Bobby Schaefer gets a start at wide receiver. The 6'1 senior has 15 catches on the season for the Rams. Jesse Myers is the tight end, a 6-foot senior. Just 6 catches, but 159 yards on them and 2 touchdowns.
Split back here with Lavia in the shotgun. Now Hollinger comes in motion towards us. Esau slot near side with Schaefer wide. They throw it to Schaefer near side. Gets a block. Gets upfield at the 35 to the 40, the 45, and is ridden out of bounds right around the 45-yard line. Good first down pickup by the Rams on their first offensive snap of the night.
And a great play call right off the bat, because you got to figure North Allegheny is going to come in, expect them to try to establish things at the line of scrimmage. So you get the ball to the outside. Great block by Issa in the open field, and then Schaefer makes things happen. Turning up the field, good open field run, picking up the opening first down.
Up to the 45, first and 10 for the Rams. Two far sides, split backfield with Lavia. Now Hollinger goes in motion away from us. They fake it. Now they give the handoff to Scales. He is bumped and hit and dropped right away. And in on a stop that time for North Allegheny, Jeremy Gonzalez, the 6'1 junior.
It's going to be a tough go for this offensive line for Central Dauphin. This is a very aggressive, stunting defense. They like to get into gaps. And Zach Wilk, Nick Green, Nick Gillick, Nate Hamilton, and Evan Schwann are the big guys up front for Central Dauphin, who have played so well all season long. They've got to make this their best game of the year.
Loss of 2 for Scale, second and 12 from the 43. Lavia pumps his leg. Rams shift all over the place. It's Issa Schaefer far side. Wide near side is Scale. Scales in motion away from us. Snap. They give it to Scales. He turns upfield, tries to go between the tackles, gets across the 45 and up to the 47-yard line. It's a pickup of 4, and that'll bring up third down.
And this is going to put the pressure on Lavia. He's got to make a play here on third down and long. And it's someplace where this offense really isn't necessarily designed to be a third down and long pickup. Because of the great running game that they have, they don't see that a lot. So it is going to be up to the senior quarterback to make a play with his arm.
Issa lined up wide far side. Scales slot far side. Lavia shotgun Hollinger to his right. Hollinger now, and they throw it out to the flat to Scales. Scales across the 50 into North Allegheny territory. Stopped right around the 45 of the Tigers. And it's going to be close to a Rams first down here.
He may have it, but if he does, it's going to be razor close. They're going to take a look at it. Is it just shy of the yard line? I thought initially that would have been enough, yeah. Because originally the chains weren't lined up exactly where they were supposed to be. The chains were shy of that yard line to begin with. So first down, another great call, getting the ball away from that defensive line, getting into space, having two receivers on that side run the coverage off. Because it was an even coverage in the secondary for North Allegheny, it was an overload with the receiver once Scales got out there.
First and 10 for the Rams from the 45. They shift all over again. It's Schaefer, Issa near side, Scales far side. Hollinger to the right of Lavia. Scales in motion towards us. They give it to him. He turns up field, ducks his head, and we'll get down around the 40-yard line. Ball was loose on the field. It's going to be a late call. Did Scales fumble it? And referees conversing around midfield. It is North Allegheny ball. Anthony Peluso, the linebacker, the outside linebacker, with the recovery.
I didn't see whether or not the ball was down or not, but I know I'm seeing coaches out on the field absolutely incensed because nobody saw the ball come out until the very end.
Flag also comes in after the play is over.
That's going to be 15 yards for unsportsmanlike against Central Dauphin.
Yep. And you don't really need to give North Allegheny any free yards here. That's a bad penalty on Glenn McAmey. The penalty's actually on Coach McAmey for coming out of the box and out on the field to argue the call. It was very tough to see from our angle. Scales was bottled up in the middle between the hashes. The ball jumped loose, and Peluso, the heads-up play. You have to do that. Run after the ball. Try to recover it. You never know what the official's going to call in that spot.
Well, I think what we've seen time and time again this year from officiating crews is an indecisiveness to make calls. And this is at all levels. So if there is a question, you play until the whistle. No matter if you think it's a fumble or don't think it's a fumble, you got to keep going. There was one guy who kept going. That guy played for North Allegheny, and they've got the football and the ball in Central Dauphin territory after the penalty.
At the 45, Mac Leftwich, the electric quarterback for the Tigers, his first year as a starter, rolls out to the right. Looks, gets set, throws it back across the field. Scales and Conacher, they get tangled up, and Scales makes the nice effort to knock the pass away. Conacher and Scales both saying that they should have been a flag on the play, but good coverage that time by Drew Scales.
And the guy who's right is Scales. Scales had tremendous coverage. In fact, I'm surprised that Leftwich still threw the football because he had blanket coverage inside shoulder, was with the receiver the entire way, and Conacher at 6'1 jumped over the top of the 5'8 Scales. I think it's a good no-call either way, though.
Conacher near side, James Kleinhampel far side. Kleinhampel comes in motion towards us. Leftwich under center. They hand it off to DeShauntis, Alex DeShauntis, the 6-foot junior, and he gets nothing at the line of scrimmage.
First guy in there, Nate Hamilton, was there. They also had some excellent pressure on the side from Zadies. So it's going to be a third down and long. This offense for North Allegheny with Mac Leftwich, the junior quarterback. It's Alex DeShauntis, a 6-foot junior, and Vinny Congito, a 5'8 senior. These backs, it's a deep stable. They complement each other very well. Greg Garrity, Brendan Conacher, James Kleinhampel are your receivers.
Garrity goes in motion away from us. Shotgun snap to Leftwich. Looks. Fires it far side. Got a man out there. Pass ball is incomplete. It was Kleinhampel who was out there in space wide open. That pass nowhere near him.
Well, they tried running three receivers to that side. They had Garrity actually wide open on a 5-yard out, but Leftwich decided he wasn't going to go there. Wasn't enough yards for the first down. Thought he had something down the field, but a miscommunication. Looked like the receiver, Kleinhampel, kept running on the go pattern, and it looked like Leftwich was looking for back shoulder.
Scales back deep to receive, and it looks like it's going to be a short punt here. If North Allegheny is, yep, they're going to rugby-style kick it with Leftwich. Scales is going to let it hit inside the 15 and roll back towards the 12. Brian, I want to ask you something. As we do have a flag come in here late.
It's going to be on Central Dauphin, too.
Again, yep, and that's going to back them up half the distance, which is going to pin them inside their own 5. I want to go back to a point here in that first drive for North Allegheny, though. North Allegheny is a very efficient team on 3rd and 4th down. Now, obviously, 4th and 9 from midfield early in the game, not the situation to go for. Last week against State College, 8 of 12 on 3rd down. How important is it for Central Dauphin's defense to stop them on 3rd down?
I think it's more important right now to stop them on 1st and 2nd, because if you give them 3rd and long, it's a lot more difficult to convert. And the same thing is true for Central Dauphin. This is a team that they don't want to be facing 3rd and long. That's not their strength. The difference, I think, between these two teams, both these teams want to run the football and establish the line of scrimmage. I think North Allegheny, and I would find very few people who would argue with this, a better passing team. So they're going to be a little bit more equipped in a 3rd down and long than Central Dauphin is. I think that's why it's so important. 1st and 2nd down yardage, even if you pick up on the running game 2-3 yards a pop and set up a 3rd down and 4, 3rd down and 5, that's makeable distance. They're having a lot of conversation here about the penalty, because there was a definite penalty against CD, and then North Allegheny did the same thing afterwards.
2 dead ball personal fouls unsportsmanlike against the Tigers, and a personal foul against North Allegheny. So this is actually going to benefit Central Dauphin here.
Guys, I'll tell you one thing. I walked across the field a couple times during pregame, and these two teams were chirping at each other. There was no physical, you know, getting together, but they were kind of going at each other a little bit during the pregame warm-ups.
This is
it makes for a very difficult game to referee, because you come into a game like this and you're thinking two teams from different areas, they're not going to have a back history. So,
well, and different officials too.
Exactly.
A district that has not seen either one of these teams all season long.
Exactly. And you come into a game like this as that officiating crew, and you're saying, okay, these are two teams that are playing for a state championship. We're probably going to have a very, very well-played, very clean game for the most part. And already in the opening part of this game, we've seen a coach already halfway onto the field picking up a penalty. We've also seen three unsportsmanlike conduct penalties on the same play against the other team. Yeah, we could be in for some chippiness here.
They do mic the officials here at Mansion Park.
And here's the deal.
They're going to have to re-kick they're going to have to re-punt.
Yes, but it's going to be fourth down and 40. It was about fourth down and eight.
Nine.
Well, somehow that they've got fourth down. I think he said fourth down and about 40.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Because I don't even think he could add all of the yardage that they had actually chalked on due to the penalty. So they're going to move this thing back 30 yards from the original line of scrimmage and have them punt this ball again, which that was the choice that Central Dauphin had. And that's the best option, so that's the one they take.
You send your X-Factor and Scales back to receive the punt, and on top of that, hope that you get good starting field position with even not having to return the ball, perhaps.
It's a no-brainer. I mean, I think the other option for Central Dauphin would have been that they could have taken a 15-yard penalty from where the ball was placed, or you take the two unsportsmanlike penalties, drive them back, and now they have to bring their punter in the game, and you have a chance to really set up a return. This is a great opportunity for Central Dauphin to get great field position.
Yep. Yeah, Scales and Andrew Bergwin are standing right around the 40-yard line of Central Dauphin. Bergwin inching his way up to the 41. Scales is actually back towards about the 36, 37-yard line. And the punt will come from the 23 now in fourth and 40 with 9:04 to go in the first quarter. Each team has had a possession. Pressure coming, light pressure. It's a nice high arcing kick that's going to one hop and actually now take a huge North Allegheny bounce back into Central Dauphin territory and be down at the 25-yard line, still rolling, and back to the 24.
That's a huge mistake for Central Dauphin, too, because you've got two deep men back to return. And the reason you have two deep men for most teams is so you can cut down any possibility of a punt going to one side or the other. Well, neither return man reacted to the shorter punt, and as a result now, Central Dauphin, instead of having the ball around midfield, if one of them catches it cleanly, now they're back in their own territory at the 24-yard line.
Yep, first and 10 from the 24, 8:51 to go, second possession for the Rams. Two near side, backs are split behind Lavia, who's under center on first down. Takes a snap, hands off to Issa. Issa trying to bounce to the outside, will maybe pick up a yard. And that's going to be it. Maybe even get back to the line of scrimmage if he did that.
He lost a couple. I mean, he went backwards to start and then turned forward and had nowhere to go. Like to remind our listeners that we've got several great sponsors, and we'd like to thank one of them right now, the House of Barbers. Lynn Edsel is the owner of that franchise. Two locations at 6100 Allentown Boulevard and at 3917 Jonestown Road. We've got hours Monday through Saturday.
Officially loss of three this time, that time by Isan the carry. Lavia goes shotgun. They have two receivers each way. Hollinger to the right of Lavia. It's a snap, rolls out near side. Throws near side for Schaefer, makes a diving catch just over the 25 at the 26.
I think it's very, very clear right now, Eric, based on how Central Dauphin is attacking this North Allegheny defense. The Tigers very tough inside. So Central Dauphin, both in the passing game and what they're trying to do running the football, that's wide, trying to exploit them, trying to spread them out and force them not to be so strong in the middle.
Too far side, Schaefer shotgun, Hollinger to his left. Scales in a wing slot. Now it goes shuttle pass to Esau, rather Scales, and he's going to be driven back for the 21. So they lose five on that. North Allegheny snuffed it out pretty well that time.
Yeah, the penetration was the thing that stopped that. Jared Lux, the inside linebacker, got penetration right next to Scales. And as Scales caught the ball right behind him, Zach Lyon dropped him in his spot. So excellent read by North Allegheny defensively, forces a punt.
Back deep to receive for North Allegheny. It'll be Conacher and Kleinhample as Casey Hartzell will punt. Gets a nice booming kick away that Conacher retreats to his own 30 to get the coverage as he gets by it. There's a block in the back. And no flag coming in. There's a late flag that comes in. They're going to get North Allegheny for a block in the back on the return.
Yeah, what a punt that time. What a tremendous booming punt that time off the foot of Cody Hartzell. So many times in a championship game or in a playoff game, you see people really obsessing about offense and defense. How many times have we seen games turn because of play in special teams? And that's a place where Central Dauphin could have had bad situation, could have been giving up decent field position. Instead, Hartzell's punt, combined with the illegal block, is going to push North Allegheny deep in their own territory.
Well, the Tigers will get their second offensive series of the night. We have 6:50 to go here in the first quarter from Manchin Park.
Is it the Tigers or the Kodiak Bears?
There is no score.
Okay, it's the Tigers. That's what we've been assured of, that's the actual team name, no matter what anyone in District 3 thinks.
There is no score in this game from Manchin Park. Eric Thomas, Brian Kaiser, and Steve Leedy with you here. The winner of this game goes to the state final. North Allegheny has it. First and 10 from its own 24 with 6:50 to go. Leftwich under center this time. Man in motion coming towards us. They give it to Deshaunis, and Deshaunis will get across the 25 to the 27. A little pushing and shoving going on with Jordan Bowman and one of the North Allegheny linemen after the play is over. It's like Dante Danello is in there for the Tigers along that offensive line. You mentioned those injuries at the start of the game. Art Walker wasn't sure who was going to play tonight. He said, we're just going to suit them up. They're going to go out there, go through the progressions, and if they're ready to go, they can play.
He knew.
He did know. You're right.
He just wasn't telling us.
Second down at 7 from the 27. Hand off to Shaunis running far. Hash is swarmed and dropped. That time, Esau along with Zach Wilk in on the stop for the Rams.
And interesting what North Allegheny has done here on this second possession. First time they had the football, they came out and chucked the ball around a little bit. This time, no pretense whatsoever. Double tight end formation, three backs in the backfield, power football, and CD still holds them to just 4 yards on those two carries and forces a spread formation here on third down.
Third down and 6 from the 28. High snap to Leftwich. That's his feet set, throws it near side, has Kleinhample trying to make a one-handed catch out of bounds and could not do it. Jordan Bowman and Drew Scales had the coverage for the Rams. That'll bring up 4th and 6 in the second. North Allegheny punt coming up here with 5:40 to go in the quarter.
When you force third down and long, many times you're going to see that low percentage passing play, and that's what that was. It was a corner route being run by Kleinhample. Pretty decent coverage. Ball had to be perfectly thrown. Leftwich just off the mark.
Jack Henderson, a punt for North Allegheny, back deep to receive for the Rams. It is Bergwin and Scales standing right around the Central Dauphin 45-yard line.
Let's see if they learn from the mistake the last time and are able to catch this one clean.
Good snap. Flag comes in from the back judge. It's a high, booming, spiraling kick that Scales calls for, a fair catch at the 40. And we'll have to wait and see what the flag is for. Came in from the back official on the North Allegheny side out to our right.
A lot of times what you'll have in this situation is you're going to have somebody moving early. We'll see if Central Dauphin came across the line of scrimmage. It'll be 4th down and 1 if that's the case.
Referees, again, are mic'd here.
Did he say illegal formation or?
Legal formation.
Legal formation, okay. Yeah. I thought he said something a little bit more than illegal formation. That's why I was confused. If you're Central Dauphin, you make them punt this ball again. He got a good punt off. He had to fair catch the football. And in a game where you may end up having to have a big play made by your special teams, give Scales another chance at it.
I absolutely agree with you, Brian, because Scales, as we have mentioned last week during our game with Wilson and CD, he has scored touchdowns 5 different ways. He is one of the best return men when he gets an opportunity in the mid-pen.
and they featured him to start this game,
yep.
And trying to get them to forget a little bit about Zaid Issa and letting Scales try to do some things and use his quickness trying to get him to the outside. This is another opportunity to get him in space. Only a single return man back this time. Maybe they're going after it.
And it is Scales standing right around the 47. It's a good snap. They're going to pull it down. The pressure coming. And the Rams are going to stop Henderson deep inside North Allegheny territory. Cody Zimmerman was in on the stop that time. The Rams special teams, which blocked an extra point last week and have blocked punts all season. They do it again there.
Nate Hamilton has 4 blocked punts on the year. He was in there, and because of his presence, the punter saw that, had to pull it down, and they were able to stop him easily. Great call by the Central Dauphin coaching staff to change things up. They had a return set up the last time. This time, with it a little bit deeper, they decided they'd go for the block, and it pays off big time. They've got the ball in the red zone.
First and 10 from the North Allegheny 17. Stop it here quickly by the ref. We have 5:27 to go in the first quarter. No score. Rams driving. They attack the end zone to our right. Have a receiver each way. Esau to the right of Levine. A man of motion coming towards us. Scales. They fake it to him. They hand it off to Esau. Esau trying to bounce outside, and he gets nowhere. He's actually going to lose a couple back to the 20.
Things you cannot do against North Allegheny. You cannot hesitate, and you cannot bounce. They are too quick, and they are too disciplined defensively to allow those bounce-out lanes. And Zaid Issa, who is a tremendous running back, two times he's gotten the ball, has seen not the usual amount of room that he's used to going up the middle of the field, has tried to bounce it outside, and has lost yardage each time.
Yep, second and 13 from the 20 now. Issa and Schaefer near side, Scales far side. Lavia in the shotgun, Hollinger to his right. Lavia goes with a hard count. It's the snap, rolls out near side. Going to throw it near side. Pass is caught by Schaefer. Twisting and turning, diving. And he's going to get inside the 15 to the 13, it looks like. A pickup of 7, and then I'll bring up third down with 4.5 minutes to go in the first quarter.
That's great work from Bobby Schaefer, too, because his quarterback throws the ball out there, and instead of doing what so many receivers do, they wait for the football to get to them. Schaefer felt the presence that time of Conacher on the corner, and he moved towards the football. He was able to not only catch the football and keep it from Conacher, but he was also able to get a couple more yards out of that after the catch. Makes a much more makeable third down conversion attempt.
Adams and Schaefer far side. Levia shotgun. He has Issa and Hollinger in the backfield with him. They hand it off to Issa, trying to follow his block. Bounces to the outside near side. Stretching for the corner, and he's pushed out of bounds inside the 5. He will have the Rams first down and mark down at the 3-yard line, and that'll create first and goal on the pickup of 9 for Zaid Issa.
And a rare mistake defensively from North Allegheny. On the left defensive end, they collapsed to the inside when they saw Issa running up the middle, and that time Issa did have that bounce out lane. He didn't have it going to the left. This time he has it going to the right. Big hole. Great job by the offensive line of clearing that thing out. And the vision from Issa gets them a first and goal at the 3.
Adams wide far side. Lavia under center. Got the backfield loaded. Issa's in a wing near side. That's Schaefer wing near side. They're going to hand it off to Issa. Running up the middle. Ducks his head and is into the end zone for the touchdown. A 3-yard touchdown run by Zaid Issa. His 12th of the postseason. And with 3:52 to go in the first quarter, Central Dauphin strikes first. 6-0 Rams.
Special team sets it up, but the offensive line helps finish it off. And Zaid Issa learned from his mistakes earlier. That time running to the left. He puts his head down, gets some good blocking on that left side of the offensive line, and burrs his way into the end zone. Central Dauphin has the lead here at Mansion Park.
Nate Dickey to hold, Evan Brandis to kick. The all-important extra point as they kick into the end zone to our right. Dickey gets the snap, kick is away, high arcing end over end, splits the uprights, and is good. And with 3:52 to go, Central Dauphin has jumped out in front 7-0. This is the PIAA Western Final on WMSS and PennLive.com.
Mr. Bob's Subways are proud supporters of the CD Rams. Located at 7839 Allentown Boulevard in West Hanover Township, Route 39 in South Hanover Township, and 315 East Main Street, Hummelstown, Mr. Bob's Subways also have giant party subs, party platters, and cookie platters. December is Customer Appreciation Month. Celebrating over 10 years in business, Mr. Bob's Subways congratulate the Rams on a great season.
InTouch Communication is a Sprint Nextel dealer providing solutions for consumers and businesses. They provide GPS fleet tracking solutions for company vehicles, and they now carry the new iPhone 4S with true unlimited data. That's InTouch Communication, 1426 North 3rd Street in Midtown Harrisburg. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 7, Saturday, 10 to 3. Their number is 695-3401. Go Rams!
Back here at Mansion Park, Eric Thomas, Brian Kaiser, Steve Leedy, 7-0 Central Dauphin, 3:52 to go in the first quarter.
That drive for Central Dauphin, 4 plays, 18 yards, minute and 35 seconds off the clock. Rams have drawn first blood.
Kickoff is an end-over-end that Conacher comes up the field around the 20. Conacher goes right up the middle and following his block, trying to stand his feet, does, and is across the 40, still going, and then is tackled up at the 45-yard line. Great starting field position for North Allegheny. You just commented to me during the break, Ryan, that you think North Allegheny is going to be able to throw the football. Some numbers from Central Dauphin defensively here. They have given up in the last three games, passing-wise, 259, 233, and 309 yards to Wilson, Central York, and Cedar Cliff, but they've won all three games.
Yeah. And during that same time, they gave up an average of 83 yards rushing per game on the ground. I mean, they've done a great job against the run. Against the pass, if a team can't run, they're going to have to throw the ball. 268 yards per game over the last three during that stretch. And I think Leftwich has been a little off with his passing. He's had some guys who have been open. He's got to make some good decisions, though. This is going to be an important drive for North Allegheny to see how they respond.
Brian Hample in motion away from us. Darity far side, Conacher near side. Leftwich keeps up the middle. And it's going to push forward as Eason, also Thalen Russo, in on the stop for Central Dauphin. He's going to be just shy of midfield at the 49. It's a pickup that time of nine, a four rather.
Another one of our sponsors who they're very happy right now because they're proud Central Dauphin alumni. Sherry and Bill Anderson, Remax Realty Professionals. We thank them. They're on North Mountain Road near Linglestown. They're here at the game. They'll be joining us at halftime as well, and we'll be talking to them during the halftime break.
Conacher near side, Klein Hample far side. Klein Hample motion towards us. I formation behind left, which on second and six from the 49, they give it to Pasadelis, who is across midfield into Central Dauphin territory and close to a North Allegheny first down.
And Eric, so many times when you see a team that gives up a score, especially after like a special teams mistake, something like that, a team that has that hard-nosed mentality, you'll see them try to get scrappy on the ground. You'll see an offensive line with renewed purpose. Don't be surprised to see this drive be very much on the ground for North Allegheny, at least as much as the Tigers are able to do. And if you're Central Dauphin, you have to recognize that and try to continue holding some of the momentum that you gained off of that initial touchdown drive.
That, by the way, was the first down tonight picked up by North Allegheny. First and 10 from the Central Dauphin 45. It's Garrity near side, Conacher and Klein Hample far side. Klein Hample in the slot, Leftwich in the shotgun. Throws far side, it's caught by Conacher. Conacher makes a man miss and then is tackled by Esau. Just across the 35 and down towards the 32-yard line.
Andrew Bergwin's over there on the far side, a corner. Has to respect the speed of Conacher. Gave a huge cushion on that side and a good read from receiver and from quarterback. Recognizing that, being able to throw that pass outside. And it's got to be an accurate throw, too, because Issa has the slot receiver. So the coverage from Issa, if he reads that play and is able to come off of his man, he's got a pick six. So a good job by quarterback and receiver of opening that up.
Pick up a 13, first and 10 for the Tigers from the CD 32. Hand off to DeShaunis. And DeShaunis will get across the 30. Picks up a couple that time. That'll bring up second down for North Allegheny with 1:55 to go here in the first quarter. Central Dauphin in front, 7-0.
DeShaunis didn't even play last week against State College. He was injured, and he's a guy, though, that great leg strength. He's a downhill runner for this team. He is their guy that if they want to try to pound the ball between the tackles, he's the guy they go with. And against the Central Dauphin team, they've already established, he's the guy who they feel is their best weapon. Vinny Congito, he's a speedy guy. You might see him later.
Double tight left, which takes a deep drop. Throws far side, has a man out there, and just overshoots his intended receiver that time. One of the backup tight ends, Zach Lyon, the intended receiver.
It was there, and that's what I have meant about Leftwich. The passes and some of these receivers have been open, but because they're a little bit longer pass plays, he's a little bit more off. You've got to be a little bit more accurate down the field like that. Maybe put a little bit more air under the ball, allow your receiver to run underneath it. And so far, Leftwich has been just a little bit off, and that's been enough to keep them from converting.
High formation on third and five from the 27 of Central Dauphin. Leftwich hands off to DeShaunis. DeShaunis twists and turns, and he should have enough for the North Allegheny first down. He will, with 1:17 to go here in the first quarter.
that just smash-mouth football on that play from North Allegheny. Went right at the Central Dauphin defense and were able to force that thing forward. They're all in that tight formation right now. No receivers really in the game. They've got two tight ends, plus a wingman, plus a fullback. There's no disguising it. They're just pounding the ball at this Central Dauphin defense.
Hand off on first down to DeShaunis, running between the tackles, twists and turns again, and he gets inside the 15 and down to the 10.
Yeah, smash-mouth football again from this North Allegheny team. And for Central Dauphin, they've got to figure out a way to try to shoot some gaps and get some penetration, because it's the offensive line of the Tigers that's winning right now. Another one of our sponsors, big thank you out to Ted's Bar and Grill. The new owners there are Romeo and Johnny. They're out at 6197 Allentown Boulevard. That's out near Ollie's.
You mentioned the double tight. It's Lyon and the starting tight end, Kevin Edwards, but Kevin Clemens, North Allegheny will use three tight ends. Kevin Clemens, the third tight end, is one of the wingmen that they put in there now. They're going to split backfield behind Leftwich. Leftwich runs option near side. Tux takes on a man and pushes forward inside the 10 and down to the 6. Ben Mosey on the stop for Central Dauphin with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter.
We have a stoppage because of the first down that was picked up on that play. A first and goal for North Allegheny, as the Tigers have really responded in a big way to the touchdown from Central Dauphin.
Clock will run now, under 20 seconds to go. North Allegheny attacking the end zone to our left, trailing this one 7-0. Leftwich handoff to DeShaunis. DeShaunis inside the 5 and down towards the goal line. He stopped, and that'll be the final play of the first quarter. Central Dauphin leads at 7-0. We'll come back with the second quarter after this. This is the PIAA Western Final on WMSS and PennLive.com.
Environmental Interiors is proud to bring you this Rams game. Environmental Interiors is an office furniture dealer located at 400 North Blue Ribbon Avenue, just north of Susquehanna Harley-Davidson. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. Environmental Interiors offers new and remanufactured office cubicles, recycled green cubicles, seating, files, and office space planning. Their website's www.ei-ofusa.com. Their number is 652-6060. Congratulations, CD. Ted's Bar and Grill on Allentown Boulevard is under new ownership. Ted's Bar and Grill has steaks, seafood, sandwiches, ribs, chicken, pizza, salad, and wings. In fact, Monday night is wing night at Ted's. They even have the NFL ticket and NHL package. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. until 2 a.m. Sundays, 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. Takeout, gift certificates, and catering are available at Ted's Bar and Grill, 6197 Allentown Boulevard near Ollie's.
Park, Eric Thomas, Brian Kaiser, and Steve Leedy. We start the second quarter. North Allegheny will have it. Second down and goal from the 3. Trailing this one 7-0.
And it's been an old-fashioned run that football. 10th play of the drive right here. And outside of the one pass play that was incomplete, it's all been on the ground.
Leftwich under center again on second down. Keeps, tucks, goes, touchdown. 3-yard touchdown run for Mac Leftwich. And North Allegheny is a point after away from tying this one up with 11:57 to go here in the second quarter.
Very mobile quarterback. He had 5 touchdown runs a week ago against State College. Has his first touchdown here. And North Allegheny a point away now from tying this game up on the season. Mac Leftwich now with 15 touchdown runs from the quarterback position for North Allegheny.
And 10 touchdowns in the playoffs now for North Allegheny. That's actually 10 touchdowns in the last 2 weeks for Leftwich. Had 5, as Brian mentioned, a week ago. Klein Hample to hold, and the kick is away from Jason Buchert, and it is good. 11:57 to go here in this first half, as this game is now tied up at 7 apiece. We mentioned the winner of this game will play North Penn in next Saturday night's Quad A championship game back at Hershey Park Stadium, with a start time of 5 p.m. Central Dauphin looking to get to their first state championship game ever. They had an Eastern Final appearance back in 1997 under George Chomp. They lost to CB West 27-24 in overtime. And, of course, North Allegheny, the defending state champs, and Art Walker has been there 3 times as a head coach, of course, twice with Pitt Central Catholic.
And those were some excellent teams, too. And this team really takes on a lot of the characteristics of those teams. And we'll talk about that, especially defensively, as this game goes on. That drive for North Allegheny was 10 plays, 55 yards, 3 minutes and 45 seconds off the clock. Just some quick stats to this point in the game. North Allegheny now has run for 43 yards and has passed for 13. for Central Dauphin so far in the game. They've run for 11 yards and passed for 33. Central Dauphin has the only official turnover of the game, but there was what you would consider more or less a special teams gaffe from North Allegheny as they were unable to get a punt away on fourth down and long, had the ball and tackled in their own territory in the red zone, and Central Dauphin took over from there in the short field. But we have a 7-7 game.
Kickoff will come from left to right. It's a short end over end at Zimmerman Fields at the 30. It falls forward, and that's where Central Dauphin will take over. It's actually Dalen Russo, I beg your pardon, on the return that time for the Rams. They'll take over first and 10 on their own 30-yard line. Tie game here in this West final for Mansion Park. It's chilly, 22 degrees at kickoff tonight. Temperature's going to drop.
Yeah, but this is a perfect night for football.
Great,
I mean, let's face it. I mean,
yep.
This is exactly the type of December weather that you're looking for. There's a chill in the air, but it's clear, it's cool, and the precipitation is not on the field, and that's always a great thing.
To near side, Lavia shotgun. Esai goes in motion away from us. Fake it to him. They pitch wide to Scales. He bobbles it, makes a cut, cannot get away from the pressure, and is dropped back behind the 25-yard line.
That's great penetration again from North Allegheny. Lux was there. Also, Anthony Peluso was out there. They read the play very well. They're also seeing what Central Dauphin's trying to do. They're trying to get the ball wide. And North Allegheny now, the Tiger defense has made some adjustments, and they're looking and rushing actually a little bit wider here as Central Dauphin has the football. We'll see if Central Dauphin decides to try to go a little bit more up the middle now with them maybe spread out a little bit more.
Second and 15, Meyer switches sides. Schaefer, Esau are wide each way. Shotgun for Levy. Rolls out far side. A little throwback to Scales. Scales being chased. Gets across the 30, 35, and is knocked down right around the 39-yard line. Is close to a Rams first down depending on spot.
Probably is going to be about a yard shy. And a great job that time from LaVia of finding some room for that pass. There was actually a pass rush inside and outside on him. He had to fit that ball into a very small window to get it out to Scales, zipped it to him, and then Scales in the open field does the rest, able to pick up all but the last yard, and a great opportunity here for Central Dauphin to get a first down.
Guys, LaVia so far 6-for-6 throwing the ball, albeit all short, but he's got 47 yards.
31 from the 39. LaVia under center this time. Backs are split. Waits takes the snap. Handoff to Esau. Trying to dance around. He twists and turns. He's not going to be anywhere near the first down. That time, Jeremy Gonzalez wrapped him up early, and Esau kept trying to fight. But a bad, questionable, let's call it, decision that time. Why not run up the middle as we have a flag come in late there? Esau trying to bounce that to the outside.
He tried to bounce to the outside because there's nothing there. I'll tell you what should have really happened. Quarterback sneak. Third down and one, and the two defensive tackles were going to have an unsportsmanlike against Central Dauphin. That's a mistake there against the Rams. You can't afford those in a game where field position is going to be so important. But you've got a fourth down, and you've got a third down and one. You've got the ball very close. It's even less than a 1 yard pickup that's necessary for the first down, and you've got defensive tackles that are rolled just off of the center. Neither one right on the center. That's a play that if you've got a quarterback who's comfortable carrying the ball himself, you tap that center on the backside the way you want to go, and you just go forward for that yard. You don't mess around against a defense as aggressive as North Allegheny's.
And now the onus falls back to the special teams here, the Rams and the defense, in a 7-7 ball game after that personal foul, or unsportsmanlike conduct, rather. Two back to receive the punt. It's Conacher Farhash and Klein Hample near hash for the Tigers with 10:09 to go here in the second quarter. And we are still knotted up at 7. Cody Hartzell will punt for the Rams. As we wait, snap gets to him clean. Kick is spiral away. Hits at the 45. Takes a CeeDee Ram bounce. Takes another CeeDee Rams bounce. And continues to roll inside the 25. And inside the 20. And still rolling. Will be down at the 18-yard line.
That works. It doesn't have to be pretty. It just has to be effective. And actually, that time, Hartzell was better off getting off an ugly low line drive because the return men were back there ready to pick up the football if it's a nice kick. That time, an ugly one does the job and pins North Allegheny back inside their own 20-yard line.
59 yards on the punt.
That's two of them now that he's been able to get great yardage numbers on. in two different ways. One booming, beautiful spiral kick, and this one an ugly knuckler down the field. They both count, and first, they both do the job.
First and 10 from the North Allegheny 18. Tigers attack the end zone to our right. Receiver far side is Garrity. Leftwich going over the change with his liming. They get him set. It's an I formation behind Leftwich in the snap. Takes it, hands it off. Running near side is DeShaughnessy. He's dropped right around the line of scrimmage for no gain that time. Ben Mosey along with Scales and Nate Hamilton on the stop for the Rams.
You wouldn't think that the one missing blocker for North Allegheny would make that big of a difference, but it really does. And that extra guy, especially against a secondary player that normally is not going to make that tackle down the field. Let's see if they run play action off of this now. They really like Garrity's ability, especially his leaping ability on the outside, singled up now against Scales.
Yep, near side, they pitch it wide to DeShaughnessy. DeShaughnessy trying to get to that corner, and he's going to get across the 20 and get up to the 22-yard line. That time, the stop made by Adam Hollinger for the Rams with 9:06 to go here till halftime.
Gives us a chance to thank another one of our sponsors here, and it's GS Design. Greg Spies in charge over there, 24 North Chestnut Street in Palmyra. Full Under Armour and ATO dealer over there at GS Design. Very important on a night like this. They're responsible for the Under Armour for the CD Rams.
Scales matched up one-on-one out here now with Conacher. Garrity's in the slot near side. I formation behind Leftwich. Takes a drop. They go draw play. The Rams are all over it. DeShaughnessy gets away from the pressure. Tries to get back to the line of scrimmage. And the ball is on the turf. They're going to say DeShaughnessy was down.
Got to keep your head here if you're the Rams because you've gotten a stop. Time to back away, no matter how upset you are. But Evan Schwann was in the backfield, beat his blocker off the snap of the football, and almost took the handoff himself. Tremendous job from DeShaughnessy, not fumbling the ball there, able to try to keep going forward. But nonetheless, it's a punting situation. Great stop, three and out, authored by the Rams defense.
Jack Henderson to punt for North Allegheny, and Drew Scales back deep to receive, standing right around the 49. So he's not even in his own territory. Rams could get decent starting field position out of this. Henderson gets the snap. Pressure coming. He gets away. A booming, spiraling kick that Scales will fair catch right at midfield with 7:42 to go in the first half. Momentum right here. It's on a seesaw right now.
It is, and they went for the block again. And that's why Scales was back there by himself and also why he fair caught that ball more than anything else. They had good pressure, and the punter made an excellent adjustment that time. Henderson was a little slow getting the ball off the last time, and that's why he almost got the thing blocked, had to pull it down. This time, a much quicker move, not much distance, but when you get the kick away, that matters in that situation.
Adams near side, Scales far side. Lavia shotgun, Esau standing to his left. Man of motion, Scales coming towards us. They give it to Esau running up the middle, goes far hash. Twist and turn, still fighting his way, gets down towards the 45 of North Allegheny with 7:34 to go. This is that situation, Brian, where we saw last week Glenn McNamee had those opportunities in that first half against Wilson to kind of grind that clock out, utilize his offensive line and his offense. It's going to be easier said than done here.
Oh, definitely easier said than done here, but you're right. This is where you want to take advantage of your field position. Whether you score on this drive or not, you want to keep moving the ball down the field, and if you have to punt the ball away, you can pin the other team deep in their own territory. And that's really what they're looking for here, a nice time-possessing drive.
Two near side, Esau far side. Shotgun for Lavia. Now Esau comes in motion towards us. They give it to him. He goes right between the tackles, and it's going to be stopped for no gain on the play. And that'll bring up third down with 6:50 to go in the first half.
Great read by the defensive end, Zach Lyon. He came coming down the line, read Esau immediately, and realized that he's the last guy to contain. So if he's able to keep him to his inside, he can come crashing down. Just make sure there's no kick-out lane, no place to bounce out to. So Lyon, an excellent read of the play and a good open field tackle.
Third down and six. It was actually a loss of one on the play for Esau. Anyway, the ball marked at the 46-yard line. Shotgun for Lavia. Back to pass. Going to take off and run right at the middle. Lavia to the 40 and is tripped up. And a great job that time in the open field on the tackle.
That's Lux.
By Lux, and he's going to be short of the first down.
Yeah, but you go for it here,
absolutely.
Probably. No, they're going to say it's the first down.
Wow.
They gave him the spot. Actually, I thought the spot was right, And remember, the ball was placed just shy of the 50-yard line. So all he had to do was get that ball to the white, and it's a first down. So great job by Levine. An excellent play call, too, reading the tendencies of North Allegheny, who went full coverage that time. And the offensive line did a good job of shielding the defensive line all over to one side, opening things up.
Too far side. Now Scales in motion, near side away from us. Give it to Scales, dancing around. He's going to be dropped back at the 42.
Yeah, the second you mention the word dancing around, that's trouble for Central Dauphin. You can't dance against this team. They are too quick up front, and even the ability in the open field of Drew Scales to make things happen, you just have to pick your spot. If you got to try to bounce it somewhere, you run there as fast as you possibly can. And we're going to have a conversation. I think this is a great move right now by the official, bringing the captains over, talking to the captains for each of these teams and saying, look, we're not going to put up with any more of this crap. Tell your teammates, knock it off. This is a football game. Somebody's going, I'm sure my conversation is going longer than what the officials was, but make sure your teams knock it off right now. We're going to start throwing some flags. It's going to hurt some teams.
So it is second down and 11. Eason near side, too far side. Levia pumps his leg. He's got Scales. Check that Honger to his right. Pump fake and a throw. Deep flag comes down. Eason's going to be overshot. Tries to make the diving catch. Could not do it, but a flag. Two of them now coming in. One downfield and one is back upfield at the 40-yard line by the line of scrimmage.
I think the first one's going to be in Central Dauphin. The second one is a matter of if it's holding against North Allegheny as Issa had beaten his man down the field. I think these are going to be offsetting.
Well, that would create third down and 11 from the 41. And you want offsetting here, obviously, if you're Central Dauphin to negate that hold at the line of scrimmage. 5:19 to go here until halftime in a 7-7 ball game. Yep, offsetting penalties. Yep. Pass interference on North Allegheny down the field.
And unfortunately for Central Dauphin, they only had six guys on the line of scrimmage. So somebody who was supposed to be up on the line may very well have been Issa, not on the line of scrimmage. And that negates what would have been a 15-yard pass interference call. Great play call. The tendency of the corners, very aggressive corners, know they have safety support. Bit trying to go for the interception, and Issa was able to get by him on the pump fake.
That keeps it second and 11 from the 41. Man in motion Scales away from us. Snap, Levia, play fake, throws far side to a diving Issa who could not come up with it at the 30-yard line.
Boy, excellent job by the offensive line, too, of keeping the pressure off Levia, creating a pocket for him, giving him a passing lane, and Levia, just as he was stepping towards that side, delivered that ball just a touch low.
Going to bring up third down and 11 with 5:13 to go here in the second quarter. 7-7 ball game, Central Dauphin and North Allegheny. CD attacking the end zone to our left.
And really the first pass for Levia that's incomplete, but also a pass that was catchable. It would have been a tough catch for Issa, but it was at least in a place where he could have caught it.
Shotgun for Levia, too far side. Now man of motion near side is Scales away from us. Snap, Levia rolls out far side. Pressure coming, he's going to throw back across the field to Myers, who is hammered. Pass falls incomplete. North Allegheny all over it. Kevin Clemens on the stop that time blew that play up.
I don't think they learned from the first time they tried the throwback in this game. It was a pass they completed, maybe unfortunately for Central Dauphin the first time they did it, but there was a lot of pressure there. And North Allegheny read that one, and I think Myers did a great job of knocking the ball down, because that could have been a pick six if that one's intercepted. Nobody's catching him.
Cody Hart's little punt for CD with 5:07 to go here in the first half. Back deep to receive is Klein Hample for North Allegheny. Punt will come from right to left. It's a bit of a low snap. Hartzell gets away. The kick, it's end over end, one hops. It's going to take a CD bounce inside the 5-yard line, and it'll be downed at, call it the 4.5. Great job by Cody Hartzell. He's been the unsung hero for Central Dauphin here in the first half.
Special teams has been the key for Central Dauphin. And while North Allegheny may have some advantages in offensive and defensive areas, it's special teams that keeps this game tied right now. I'd like to thank another one of our sponsors here tonight, St. Thomas Roasters. Coffee house run by Jeff Smith. It's out of 5951 Lingletown Road in Lingletown. They have fresh roasted coffee, lattes, pastry, sandwiches, and soups out at St. Thomas Roasters.
First and 10 for North Allegheny with 4:56 to go in the first half at their own 4-yard line. Again, that momentum, it's up for grabs if anybody wants it. And this is where the CD defense has been pretty stout all season long at backing teams up. Leftwich is under center, takes the snap, hands off Nothing fancy. Deshaunis across. Check out his Pasadillas across the 10 and up to the 12. And we have a flag come in from the back judge. After the play is over, it's going to be another unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, it looks like. Art Walker on the far sideline signaling it should be against Central Dauphin, and we'll see.
If it is, it's a big mistake from the Rams.
Nope.
Against it's going to go Allegheny.
Yep. Art Walker wants the explanation. He's going to get it from one of the officials over there. He thought he saw something after the play was over. Obviously, he's a little biased, but...
Well, so are the people on this side.
That's true.
with Central Dauphin, because immediately after that happened and the flag was thrown, there was a little bit of a cheer from the Central Dauphin sideline. So when Walker was trying to signal it was on CD, I'm thinking that there were a lot of people from CD who didn't see the right thing all of a sudden. They obviously saw the same thing that the official did.
Second down now for North Allegheny in the give.
Leftwich
on the keep that time. Picked up maybe a yard, four and a half.
This is huge here. This is a huge third down situation because you have North Allegheny deep in their own territory, a Central Dauphin team who is tremendous at rushing punters, and they are back inside their own 10-yard line. This is a great opportunity. If the Central Dauphin defense can make a stand here, they are going to, at worst, have great field position after a punt.
Brings up third down and 5 for North Allegheny. They got a receiver each way. Leftwich is in the shotgun. He has Pasadellas with him in the backfield. Pasadellas now switches into the wing near side. Leftwich rolls out, play blown dead.
Offside. They moved up front. There was a lot of pressure. And North Allegheny gets a timeout first.
They get a timeout. We're going to step aside for a quick one as well. 3:50 to go. West final tied at 7-7. Central Dauphin to North Allegheny. This is WMSS and PennLive.com.
Buying or selling a home? Sherry and Bill Anderson with RE/MAX Realty Professionals are both alumni of Central Dauphin High School and proud supporters of the Rams. Available days, evenings, and weekends, Sherry and Bill specialize in residential sales in Central Pennsylvania with 16 years of combined experience. You can reach Sherry and Bill Anderson at 652-4700, 512-1774, or online at sherryanderson.com. Go Rams!
Back here at Mansion Park, Eric Thomas, Brian Kaiser, and Steve Leedy. 7-7 ball game, Central Dauphin, North Allegheny, West Final. 3:50 to go in the second quarter. North Allegheny now facing a 3rd and 5 after that timeout.
And a huge, huge down distance. Back at their own 8-yard line, if you've got a punt from there, at worst you figure the Central Dauphin's probably going to have the ball at least into North Allegheny territory. So don't be surprised if Leftwich keeps the ball here and tries to do something himself with his feet.
Pasadellas in the backfield. Conacher goes in motion away from us. Leftwich rolls out, standing at his own goal line. It's going to take off and scramble, turns upfield, is going to have the first down for North Allegheny. He's still going. Esau giving pursuit, and he brings Leftwich down across the 30 at the 31.
They had him in the backfield. They had him in the backfield, and Mac Leftwich, as he's done many times this season for the Tigers, is able to make something happen with his feet. Rolling to his left, nothing there. They had him shut down, but there was no pressure from the backside, and that allowed Leftwich to turn back to his right, find a little bit of room, stepped up in between players, and then made something happen.
Gain of 23 for North Allegheny, 1st and 10 from their own 31. Line Hample far side, Leftwich, short drop, throws it down the middle of the field, has his tight end lines, makes the catch into Central Dauphin territory, dropped the football, and we're waiting for the signal from the official. Lyon clearly dropped the football, and they are going to give him the reception. Now, the officials are conferring around the 45.
There's an official who actually saw the play and was paying attention, unlike the other 6 Zebras who were on the field, apparently. I think he's going to go in and overrule this.
Well, and he should, because Lyon clearly did not have possession, and it is an incomplete pass.
I mean, that's not even close. And you've got 4 guys in striped shirts staring at the play, watching the ball bounce on the turf, and saying, hey, yeah, it's close enough. It's not close enough, guys. Make the call. That's horrible.
Discrepancies with the officiating here last night between Montour and Bishop McDevitt.
I want to publicly thank the one guy on the field who was paying attention. That would be the line judge on the near side, 35 to 40 yards away from the play, who saw that, just like everybody else in the entire stadium.
Second and 10 from the 31. Leftwich the snap. Throws near side. Conacher slip, comes back to catch the ball, and then is ridden out of bounds. No, stays in bounds. Scales had him. And that's going to be close to a North Allegheny first down with 2:57 to go here in the first half. Tough to see where the spot is because it's...
They're going to give him a first down on that. They're going to say second and third effort got him to the 41-yard line.
Good job that time by Conacher to not get pushed out of bounds by Scales.
Yeah, and the tendency for most defensive players is you start pushing somebody towards the sideline, they're going to go to the sideline and go out of bounds. Conacher kept fighting, and that got him the first down.
Two far side, one near side. Shotgun for Leftwich. Passadellis to his right. Leftwich looks. Pass tip at the line of scrimmage that time. Big Nate Hamilton, the 6'1 senior, got his paws up and knocked that one down.
If you're not going to get to the quarterback, and Hamilton obviously knew at that point he wasn't getting there. It was a quick drop, quick throw out to the outside. Get your hands up in the air. The offensive line is responsible to keep not only keep them off the quarterback, but also when the ball's going to be thrown like that in a quick drop, you've got to keep the arms down of that defensive lineman. That didn't happen on the play.
Second and 10 from the 41. Shotgun for Leftwich. Passadellis to his right. Leftwich throws. Passes in and out of the hands of Klein Hample. Dalen Russo was in on the coverage for Central Dauphin. That'll bring up third and 10 with 236 to go in the first half.
The reason that pass was incomplete more than anything else was a bull rush right on Patrick Hoogler, who's playing right now with an injured right knee, and he is just not himself right. He's making a go of it right now, but he got pushed right in the backfield. It was Evan Schwann who came right up on the outside, right into the face of Leftwich, and because he was right there, that ball had to be delivered a little bit earlier than what the quarterback wanted to, and Klein Hample never saw the ball hit there.
Two left, one right. Shotgun for Leftwich. Stops. Now he's going to try to take off up the middle, and will, and he's going to be swarmed by a slew of Rams, including Dalen Russo, right around the 46-yard line. Pick up a five with a running clock show, 2:20 now. Leftwich, by the way, Brian, 2 of 9 passing here in the first half.
He's struggling, he's rushing, he's pressing right now. And that's the thing for Central Dauphin. He's had open guys and has missed them. You have to hope that continues. I mean, you have to have some luck at this point along with everything else. And they have not brought the punt team in. Now, Leftwich does quick kick out of this formation.
CD's got the return men back of Bergwin and Scales.
And they're going to call timeout to make sure.
We're going to take a timeout as well. 1:59 to go. This is the PIAA Western Final. Central Dauphin North Allegheny tied at 7 apiece. This is WMSS and PennLive.com.
House of Barbers is proud to sponsor the CD Rams football team. They have two locations, 6100 Allentown Boulevard and 3917 Jonestown Road. Open 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, Saturdays 8 to 3. Their number is 540-5700. House of Barbers and owner Lynn Edsel congratulate the Rams on a great season.
Park, Eric Thomas, Brian Kaiser, Steve Liddy. 1:59 to go till halftime. Central Dauphin and North Allegheny tied 7 apiece. Rams after that timeout. North Allegheny's facing a 4th and 5 here from the 46.
And a couple things on this last few downs for Central Dauphin defensively. What Central Dauphin was able to do is they were able to get pressure. And they were, maybe for the first time this game, able to push around the offensive line. And this is an offensive line that is a little bit beat up. You've got Kugler, you've got Thistle, a couple of guys who have tried to give it a go. But you have to wonder, how effective are they going to be for the long haul for this team? And is it something that CD can exploit as the game goes on?
Back deep to punt is Henderson. Scales back at around his 25, and a flag comes in from the side here.
North Allegheny was trying to get Central Dauphin to jump, and they jumped themselves. So to move it back five more.
Not necessarily a huge penalty in that term, but
it is in a way, though. Because remember, you've got Central Dauphin, a team that likes to go after the punter. And if it's 4th down and 5, you can't really just pin your ears back and go after the football. You've got to play it safe to make sure you don't jump offside and give them a first down. Now they can be a little bit more loosey-goosey with it.
Scale standing right now at the 30. Henderson again to punt on 4th down here. Rams show a little bit of pressure. Hamilton coming, gets his hand up. It's a high spiraling kick that Scales will field just over the 30 at the 32-yard line with 1:53 to go. Timeout situation. Each team has two remaining. And North Allegheny, by the way, will get the ball to start the second half. So maybe a little bit of importance here for CD to try to get something out of this next minute and 53 seconds.
I think they'd be happy going in 7-7. But at the same time, if they can get something, great. But it does remind us that approaching halftime, we'll have the halftime show coming up. That is the Sherry and Bill Anderson Remax Realty Professionals halftime show.
First and 10 for CD from their own 32. 1:53 to go. LaVia in the shotgun. Man of motion Scales away from us. LaVia keeps. Will run between the tackles and gets across the 35 to the 36. Pick up before that time with a running clock showing 1:44 to go until halftime. Rams in hurry-up mode get back to the line of scrimmage. It's going to be Esan Schaefer far side, Scales near side, Hollinger to the right of LaVia. LaVia pumps his leg, gets a snap, rolls out far side, throws far side, pass caught by Schaefer. First down Rams up across the 45 to the 47.
He's been the go-to guy outside. And for a team that has not gotten a ton out of their wide receivers by trade, really it's been Issa who has gotten a lot of the big catches wide during the season, but Schaefer's being big, that's already his fourth catch of the game, I believe.
First and 10 now for the Rams at the 47. LaVia again in the shotgun. It's two left, one right. Hollinger, now it's Scales rather. Now they go draw. Scales right between the tackles. Into North Allegheny territory at the 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. Five touchdowns, Central Dolphin. 53 yards. And with 1:08 to go in the half, Drew Scales has given Central Dolphin a 13-7 lead.
And what a play call. What a play call from upstairs. Tremendous job by Central Dolphin that time of blocking up front. You've got a defense that is spread wide because of the wide receivers in the game, the situation in the game, the handoff, the Scales, but it's the offensive line clearing that out, and then Scales kicks it into overdrive. Tremendous job of play call, tremendous job of execution, and Scales' seventh touchdown run of the year has given Central Dolphin the lead back.
Dickey to hold, Brandis to kick. Point after is away, and it is no good. Wide left with 1:08 to go in the half. Evan Brandis, who's been very reliable this season on 58 extra points, misses that one wide left.
And does that come back and haunt them? It very possibly could, although if you're North Allegheny anyways at some point, there is that possibility that they scored a touchdown at some point and you had a one-point game. They could go for two. They would be that kind of team that would be willing to do that. But now with Central Dolphin taking the lead here with a minute eight left to go in the first half, six-point game, but it's a Rams lead. And it's a place where the Rams at this point can get back into playing Rams football. Defensively, trying to shut the other team down. Offensively, do what they can to just bleed things away with the clock. Get some passes when you need to. But so important here. This is a team that can be very explosive. This is not something that North Allegheny teams in the past were known for. They weren't known for their passing game. But now this is a team that is very capable of throwing the football and striking quickly. You can't let down after having a very emotional touchdown run from Drew Scales.
Almost the type of offense and situation that Mac Leftwich would prefer for North Allegheny. Comes from a 6A school out in Oklahoma, Union High School, in his first year at starting quarterback for North Allegheny. Replaced, obviously, steps into a team that won the state championship last year. No easy feat to do. Hartzell's low squib kick is going to hit at the 20 and then roll all the way out of the back of the end zone for the touchback. First and 10, North Allegheny coming up from their own 20 with 1:08 to go in the half.
And we'd like to thank another one of our sponsors, CD Pizza. Nino Vella, the owner and proprietor out there. They're at 4501 Locust Lands, across from the CD Middle School, family-owned and operated. You can dine in, take out, delivery options available, and also catering available at CD Pizza. Thank you to them for helping us bring this game to you.
First and 10 for North Allegheny, 1:08 to go. Tigers have two timeouts remaining. Each team does have two timeouts left. And North Allegheny runs out from their sideline. Garrity and Conacher lined up wide to the far side, and it's Elijah Zeiss and Klein Hampel near side. So Leftwich is going to spread the field here and operate out of the shotgun. Conacher comes in motion towards us now on first and 10. Leftwich back to pass. Now he's going to step up, take off, and it scrambles away from pressure momentarily and then is dropped. It's Zach Wilk in on the stop for the Rams that time. That is his eighth sack of the season.
I'm not so sure that he didn't have the ball with it as well, and that's why Leftwich, all of a sudden, he starts going forward and then really jerked his head backwards quickly. And I think he may have even started yanking that ball out left, which had to really do a good job of keeping it in.
It's a loss of 5. Second and 15. Too far side. I formation behind left, which they run with pass. Check out DeShontis, and he is tripped up right away. And a timeout called by Glenn McNamee. Nate Hamilton had to stop. We have an injury here on the play. Slope to get up for North Allegheny that time. One of the linemen, and it's Alex Jewell. But McNamee now using his timeouts. Nate Hamilton and Zach Wilk, those last two plays, Brian, doing what CD's defense has done all season.
Oh, getting pressure. I really think right now that offensive line and the injuries that they've had, I just don't think some of these guys for them right now are game fit. And you're going to see that at the end of a half. You might see them be able to fire out at the beginning of a game, but as the game goes on, you get longer in that half, it starts getting a little bit more taxing on them if they are not game fit. And it's very difficult to be game fit if you haven't been playing consistently over the last few weeks. That may catch up to this North Allegheny team, especially at the end of each half, both first and second. And this is a great time where Central Dauphin, we've seen pressure at the end of this first half. We've also seen them do a little bit better running the football and really exploding offensively at that offensive line. So maybe that's a strength that at one point for North Allegheny now becomes a weakness for them because of the offensive line not being game fit. I think they also made another mistake. They ran right up to the line of scrimmage, sort of arrogantly there, in a second down and long, and allowed Central Dauphin to use their timeouts now to try to get the ball back.
And it makes it third and long, third and 17 officially from the 13. CD can call one more timeout to stop the clock. So barring a first down here, they will get the ball back this one more time here. Leftwich gets the snap, going to go right up the middle, and he's going to be tackled by Wilk and Jordan Bowman. And Glenn McNamee will kill the clock here with 27 seconds left. That'll set up the return with Scales. CD will have one more opportunity at it before the half is over, leading this one 13-7. You expect them to go after this punt here.
Oh, yeah.
With 27 seconds left.
They've made no doubt and no bones about it so far in the first half. They have tried to get pressure on the punter in this first half of play. I don't know that they like their chances on a jump ball situation down the field, so I would have to think right now they're going to put a lot of pressure on the punter, try to do something again with the special teams. And I think the other thing they're going to tell Scales back there on the return, even if he's the only guy back to return, they're going to give him the green light. Say, look, you got an opening, take it. Just go with it. See if you can make something happen. I think that it, with 27 seconds left, with no timeouts left, you aren't going to really have much time to do anything offensively. So I think you really go after this one, special teams. And at this point, the punt blocking specialist, Nate Hamilton's over there on the right-hand side. Let's see if he gets the rush. He's been coming from the left. Let's see if he gets a rush now that they've switched positions because the blocking man has come over to the near side.
Scales back deep to receive for Central Dauphin. Henderson to punt with 27 seconds to go in the half. Good snap. Pressure coming. Gets away. An end over end that Scales runs up to field. Low gets the field. And he gets into North Allegheny territory across midfield to the 45. So with 19 seconds left, Central Dauphin out of timeouts here. Could work the sideline. Maybe try to get an Evan Brandis range here. The wind has come to a standstill here, so wind might not be a factor if they get in range for Brandis.
Most important thing here, though, you have to throw the football down the field far enough to pick up a first down. So you got to look for like a 15, 20-yard route, maybe have a shot at a field goal, but if nothing else, have a chance at another play.
Let's see what Glenn McNamee and the offense dial up. Schaefer and Esau near side, Scales and Myers far side. Lavia shotgun hanger to his left. 19 seconds to go in the first half. Central Dauphin leading 13-7. Snap to Lavia. Retreats, looks. Going to have to take off and run. He's going to be tripped up right back at the line of scrimmage with 13 seconds left.
Yeah, that was a cover four that time for North Allegheny. They had four deep safeties. Everyone just sprinting right down the field.
They're going to try to clock it and throw it deep one final time in the half. Lavia does that with 2 seconds left. They do preserve time for one more heave to the end zone here.
That's a great job, though. Hey, you see pro teams have difficulty with 19 seconds left in a running clock getting back to the line of scrimmage, and they're getting paid millions of dollars to do so.
McNamee did say we got to play for 48 minutes. He's taking all the time up that he can.
Yeah, 2 seconds, throw the ball up. You got a guy who's 6'4", who tends to make big plays at times. East is going to go over to the right-hand side. Let's see if he's the guy they look at.
Two left, two right. Esau slot far side. Lavia in the shotgun. Final play of the first half, barring a penalty. Lavia waits, takes a snap. Goes back to pass. Pressure coming. Lavia steps up. He's going to have to heave it quick. Lyon pressuring. Ball's loose on the turf. Flag. No, check that. No flag as there's a mad scramble for the ball, but that's going to be the end of the first half. So 24 minutes in the books here between Central Dauphin and North Allegheny, and the Rams are in front 13-7. That's going to send us to the Sherry and Bill Anderson RE/MAX Realty halftime show. CD leads it 13-7. This is the PIAA Western Final on WMSS and PennLive.com.
CD Pizza, 4501 Locust Lane, Harrisburg, has been family-owned and operated since 1994. Dine-in, takeout, and delivery are available. They also have catering and tailgating packages. Online ordering is welcome at cdpizzasubs.com or centraldolphinpizza.com. Their number is 652-8844. Pizza, subs, strombolis, and more at CD Pizza across from CD Middle School. Good luck, Rams!
GS Designs is a proud supplier of the new CD Rams Under Armour football uniforms. GS Designs has been in business since 1994, and they're a full Under Armour ATO dealer. Their website is www.gsdesigns.com. Their number is 838-8365. That's GS Designs of Palmyra, proud sponsor of the Rams.
It's time for the State Quad A semifinal halftime show with Central Dauphin versus North Allegheny from Altoona. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Environmental Interiors, Mr. Bob Subway, GS Designs, In Touch Communications, Ted's Bar and Grill, House of Barbers, St. Thomas Roasters, CD Pizza, and now the halftime show. It's the Sherry and Bill Anderson RE/MAX Realty halftime show here on WMSS.
Welcome back to Mansion Park. Brian Kaiser with you here at halftime. Our score at the half of the Western Quad A final. It is the Central Dauphin Rams 13, the North Allegheny Tigers 7. We're joined now at halftime by our title sponsor here for the halftime show, the Sherry and Bill Anderson RE/MAX Realty halftime show. Sherry Anderson joining us, and you have to be absolutely excited right now with how this is playing out so far.
Oh, this is absolutely exciting for us. I do have two boys that are dressing right now for the varsity team. One's a senior, one is a 10th grader. My husband, Bill, is actually down on the sidelines doing photography for his sports photography business as well. So we came up with two buses. The parents are all excited, and we are just so excited to be here for the next step to the state championship, hopefully.
Yeah, and you and Bill are both lifelong members of the Central Dauphin School District, and you're also alumni, so even on top of having the kids on the team, you're seeing a lot of faces that you've seen over the years anyways, and just great to be able to celebrate with them this tremendous season.
Absolutely, yes. Just from both of us being alumni of the school, my husband played, three of his brothers played for Central Dauphin. He's been taking pictures probably the past 30 years, so we've just been here, you know, throughout all the years. And it's exciting to see our own boys out on the field as well.
Tell me about the community feel right now for this team and the support that you're seeing for this Central Dauphin team. Because a lot of times with a really, really large school district like Central Dauphin, you don't necessarily have that homey feel with a lot of districts, but it seems like it's different with CD.
Yeah, actually, just last week when I was driving down Route 22, I saw that there was a bank that actually had a sign out on their billboard. It was a big digital electronic sign that said, "Go Central Dauphin Rams." About three blocks down the street, there was a restaurant. It said, "Go CD Rams," again, on their big digital billboard. So you know the community is right there with us.
And that's all. It's got to be awesome for the kids, too, at this point. At the dinner table to the boys, how much do they talk about their feelings going into things and how busy
well,
they are?
Well, considering they don't get home from school till about 7 o'clock, it's kind of come and go because, yeah, they practice. You know, we don't see them. School's over at 2:30. They walk in, seriously, about 7 o'clock each evening. Once a week, the senior parents and moms have a pasta night for them. So that's their gathering to get together and socialize and get ready for the next game. So they did have a pasta night Friday night, of course, last evening, and then today's ready for the big game. But I think their heart's in it, and that's what's going to get them through this. And knowing that they're ahead at halftime, I'm sure they're just, you know, grinning and great spirits to come out here for the second half.
And you used to teach at Central Dauphin also.
I sure did, yeah, from 94 to 97.
Subject?
And I was in business education, taught
right.
computer classes. And actually, one of the coaches out there for Chapman, he took my job back then because I had two children, my boys that are now in 10th and 12th grade, and I had the opportunity to stay home with them when they were young. So four actually took my position, was there with Central Dauphin for a few years, then left and went to a different school, and now he's back. So I'm sure these kids are now fortunate and happy to have him on their side as well.
We're here at halftime with Sherry Anderson, and we want to talk about the business itself because after you went into business, you and Bill, now RE/MAX agents, tell us a little bit about where, how long you've been at it now.
This is my 10th year with RE/MAX Realty Professionals, and we're located at 1250 North Mountain Road. That's in Harrisburg, but it's actually in the little town of Linglestown. Bill has joined me approximately 6 years ago. Our business has grown, and I think because we are so involved with the community, our church, our sports, the schools, we have that big center of influence, and word of mouth, of course, is the best advertising. We specialize in residential sales, first-time home buyers. We do some a little bit of land development with a couple different builders. And we are there to take you from the beginning to the end, hold your hands, and make everything a very, very smooth transaction.
I also heard that RE/MAX just earned the J.D. Powers Award. Tell us a little bit about that. What is the J.D. Powers Award?
The J.D. Powers Award is when companies out there are looking at basically customer satisfaction. And J.D. Powers can give you customer satisfaction in several different areas. And with RE/MAX, we earned it both from the home seller side and the home buyer side. So that was among national full-service real estate firms. RE/MAX overall got the highest overall satisfaction, again, in both categories. So that's an achievement. So we can use that with our number one RE/MAX advertising that we're doing. Because RE/MAX is now known as having the most productive agents and selling the most real estate actually at a national and worldwide level.
Wow. That's and you hear about RE/MAX all the time, and it's just a tremendous realty company. I know a lot of folks out there are well aware of them. How do they get in contact with you and Bill?
Well, we have a new website that we set up. It actually is www.sherryanderson.com. Because I started the business first, that's why Bill just joined me, so we don't have BillAndSherryAnderson.com, but that's spelled S-H-E-R-R-I-A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, and on that website you can get all kinds of information, homes that are for sale in the local area, even if you're looking to buy outside of the area, let's say in Florida or California, you can do home searches through our website. If you want to get pre-approved through a mortgage, there's tips and tricks and who to contact through our website as well. First-time home buyer questions, home selling questions, what do we want to do to stage our home to make it sell faster and sell for more money. So go visit our website at www.sherryanderson.com.
Okay. I appreciate that. Appreciate you helping us bring this game to everybody out there right now. Any last thoughts about the first half, about where this game's going to be going? 13-7 at halftime, Central Dauphin with the lead right now. They're 24 minutes away from playing in the state championship game. What are they going to have to do?
Well, if we just keep going the way we just did this first half, then we'll be there and we'll see everyone next Saturday at Hershey Park Stadium.
We hope to do that as well. Thank you very much, Sherry, for joining us here at halftime.
Okay. Thank you for having us.
Appreciate that. Sherry Anderson of Bill and Sherry and Bill Anderson RE/MAX Realty. And we are going to step out for a timeout. When we come back, we'll have the halftime statistics for you. As we continue on the Sherry and Bill Anderson RE/MAX Realty Halftime Show, back after this on WMSS and PennLive.com. St. Thomas Roasters, located at 5951 Linglestown Road, is happy to underwrite this broadcast. St. Thomas Roasters has fresh roasted coffee, lattes, pastries, sandwiches, and soups. Online ordering is available at stthomasroaster.com or their number is 526-4147. Open Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sundays, 9 to 4. Owner Jeff Smith of St. Thomas Roasters congratulates the Rams on a great season.
Mr. Bob's Subways are proud supporters of the CD Rams. Located at 7839 Allentown Boulevard in West Hanover Township, Route 39 in South Hanover Township, and 315 East Main Street, Hummelstown, Mr. Bob's Subways also have giant party subs, party platters, and cookie platters. December is Customer Appreciation Month, celebrating over 10 years in business. Mr. Bob's Subways congratulate the Rams on a great season.
This is WMSS Middletown, your number one source for local high school football.
And welcome back to the Sherry and Bill Anderson Remax Realty Halftime Show. Here at Mansion Park, it is halftime where the Central Dauphin Rams have a 13-7 lead on the North Allegheny Tigers. The District 3 champion has come to play tonight. And we're going to take a look at the statistics here at halftime right now. We bring in Steve Leedy.
All right, thanks, Brian. First for North Allegheny, rushing Alex DeShaunis has 11 carries for 29 yards. Nick Pastelis, 2 for 14. Mac Leftwich, the quarterback, 7 carries, 53 yards. He has the touchdown. Henderson, the punter, carried it one time on a what would effectively have been a block punt if he would have tried to kick it. Receiving, only Brendan Conacher has 2 catches for 23 yards. That's it. Mac Leftwich passing just 2 for 8 in the first half for 23 yards. Team totals for North Allegheny in the first half on the ground, 21 carries for 91 yards, just 23 yards passing, sacked once for a loss of 5, 109 yards of total offense for the Tigers. For Central Dauphin, leading rusher was Drew Scales, who had the bulk of it, of his 54 yards on his 6 carries on his 53-yard touchdown run. Zaid Issa has 6 carries for 6 yards, but he has a touchdown run as well. Brandon Lavia, 3 carries for 11 yards in the first half. Receiving, it is Schaefer with 4 catches for 41 yards. Drew Scales, 3 for 16. Lavia in the first half passing, 7 for 9 for 57 yards. Team totals for the Rams in the first half, 14 carries, 74 on the ground, 57 through the air, sacked once for a loss of 3, 128 yards of total offense for CD in the first half. Another story in the first half has been penalties, where North Allegheny has had 6 penalties actually marked off against them for 56 yards. Central Dauphin had 3 penalties for 35 yards. CD turned the ball over one time. North Allegheny has not.
I think really even the biggest factor in the first half, because statistically it hasn't been pretty the entire time for Central Dauphin here in the first half, but special teams, they have enjoyed a major advantage here in the first half. And I think that was a huge key because it set up the first touchdown, and the punting situation, they've gained field position from that, even to the point where they've gotten field position enough where they even set up the second touchdown drive that way.
Yeah, they're definitely winning the special teams battle. And at the what would have been a block punt if the punter would have actually kicked it, it forced him not to kick it and get tackled in the backfield. But that set up CD's first touchdown. So really both touchdowns for CD was set up by the special teams and either the punt or the punt block game for the Rams. And, you know, they find themselves ahead here at halftime, and you know, they were a big underdog. Most people would have considered CD a big underdog coming into this game, especially up here on this field where mid-pen teams have not done very well and have never done well at the Quad A level.
Yeah, two of them in the history since they started going through the West here, obviously Triple and Quad A. I mean, the only two that have won were McDevitt here last night and Mannheim Central before. District 3 teams, that's District 3 teams, not just mid-pen, but they're 2-6 coming to this field in Western Finals. This has not been a friendly this hasn't been a friendly place to go for regular season games for mid-pen teams.
Hey, it's a tough place to play. And when they used to just have the rug on top of the concrete slab out there, it was even worse to play on. At least they've upgraded the field conditions here, so at least when you get tackled, you don't break a shoulder on the way down every time. And that's a good thing. But as far as, you know, how difficult it's been to play here. Yeah, no doubt about it. This has not been a great place, but Central Dauphin has come in today, and they've reminded us that this is a game that is three facets. You have to do it on offense, you have to do it on defense, and a big part of it is also special teams, and they've done that here tonight. As we recap the scoring in the first half, it was Central Dauphin who scored first on the Zaid Issa 3-yard touchdown run. That was with 3:52 left to go in the first quarter. The Evan Brandis kick was good. It was 7-0 Central Dauphin. That was responded immediately to by the Tigers. They drove right down the field on a long time consuming drive, capped off by Mack Left, which is 3-yard touchdown run. That was on the first play of the second quarter. The Jason Burnett extra point tied it at 7 apiece. But right before halftime, great play call from the Rams after getting a decent field position, a draw play on the third play of the drive, and Drew Scales takes it 53 yards to the house with a minute 8 left in the first half of play. That gives us a 13-7 lead in favor of Central Dauphin. We're going to step out for a break. When we come back, we'll take a look, analyze a little bit more, and try to figure out what we have to do, what each team has to do in the second half of play as we come back on the Sherry and Bill Anderson Remax Realty Halftime Show, back after this on WMSS and PennLive.com.
InTouch Communication is a Sprint Nextel dealer providing solutions for consumers and businesses. They provide GPS fleet tracking solutions for company vehicles, and they now carry the new iPhone 4S with true unlimited data. That's InTouch Communication, 1426 North 3rd Street in Midtown Harrisburg. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 7, Saturday, 10 to 3. Their number is 695-3401. Go Rams!
Environmental Interiors is proud to bring you this Rams game. Environmental Interiors is an office furniture dealer located at 400 North Blue Ribbon Avenue, just north of Susquehanna Harley-Davidson. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. Environmental Interiors offers new and remanufactured office cubicles, recycled green cubicles, seating files, and office space planning. Their website's www.ei-ofusa.com. Their number is 652-6060. Congratulations, CD.
Welcome back here at halftime to Mansion Park. Brian Kaiser along with Eric Thomas and Steve Lee. Our studio producer now is Jake Legor. Our score at halftime, it is 13-7 in favor of Central Dauphin, the District 3 champions, leading the Whipple champion North Allegheny Tigers by 6 points at the half. We're here at halftime on the Sherry and Bill Anderson Remax Realty Halftime Show, and gives us a chance also. Other games going on. I'm going to guess there were 7 other games over the last 2 days. This ends up being the last one of the weekend, so we've got your entire slate for the state championship games taking place next Friday and Saturday, and Steve has those numbers.
Yeah, of course, the winner of this game will face North Penn out of District 1 in the Quad A championship game next Saturday, as North Penn beat LaSalle College 21-14 earlier this afternoon. Moving to AAA, Bishop McDevitt, of course, won last night here on this field. They beat Montour 41-32. They trailed 26-14 in the second quarter of that game. They came back to win it again 41-32. They will face Archbishop Wood in the AAA final, who bombed Allentown Central Catholic last night 70-14. Couple of great games in AA played earlier today at Coatesville, Lancaster Catholic. They were trailing late in the game against West Catholic out of Philadelphia. They blocked a punt that set up a touchdown in the last couple minutes of that one. They hold on to beat West Catholic 23-20. And Tyrone, they ended up beating Aliquippa 20-19. Aliquippa scored late in the fourth quarter, went for two to try to take the lead. That was, I think, about midway through the fourth quarter. But Tyrone makes the stop at the goal line, and Aliquippa cannot score, so it's Lancaster Catholic and Tyrone in double A. Moving to single A, Southern Columbia, 37-6, no surprise over Penn's Manor, and they will face Clareton in what's going to be a battle of heavyweights in single A football. Clareton beat Sharpsville easily last night by a score of 30-8. So really, we had today on Saturday, we've had three tremendous games between the other Quad A game and the two Double A games. And this one looking the same way so far, 13-7 CD at halftime.
And also, gentlemen, District 3 at this point,
yeah,
2-0 in this round so far. If Central Dauphin can hold on here in the second half, that'll be three District 3 teams in a season that I think a lot of people would have thought coming in would have been a down year for District 3. And even if Central Dauphin doesn't hold on here, still getting two teams to that game, big feather in the cap of the Mid-State area.
I don't know if District 3 has ever had three teams in the state championship.
I'm going to guess no.
I don't think so.
Because I can't think of a time when that actually happened. I don't know who those three teams would have been.
It's been so sparse at the Quad A level for District 3. They've only had a handful of teams. I can only remember CV in 92.
Well, and Lower Dauphin McDevitt in 1995 would have been the last time there were two. So that's that in itself is a feat for District 3 to accomplish that. Because, I mean, let's be honest about this. You know, we all know what happens when these teams come up here, but we also know what happens when the other teams get to that level. It's sort of like you hit that wall after that district championship game.
Well, that wraps up the Sherry and Bill Anderson RE/MAX Realty halftime show. And it's time for the third half kickoff.
Third half. That's a good one.
That's right. Third half? Third quarter? Hey, I've got something written down here. It's my logs mistake. Of course, I typed up the logs, so it's my fault no matter what. Eric, take it back.
That's the Tandy that you typed that log up on, correct? Yes. Central Dauphin will kick off to start the second half. Cody Hartzell's kick, end over end, is a booming one that Kleinhample retreats the field at his own two. Kleinhample comes right between the hashes and is stood up when he gets to the 20-yard line. That's where North Allegheny will start. First and 10, just underway here. Central Dauphin leading 13-7. North Allegheny to start the half will attack the end zone to our right.
Let's take a look at some things that each of these teams has to do in the second half. I think for Central Dauphin, you ride the wave of emotion. That's the first thing you do. And already on that second half kickoff, this team was stewing on that halftime lead. Really probably feeling it at halftime and knowing that they are 24 minutes away from a state championship berth. You have to come out and play that same sort of inspired football in the second half. We'll talk about North Allegheny after this play.
To far side, Leftwich shotgun, has a back to his right. Leftwich is going to keep and turn up field between the hashes, gets across the 25 and is up towards the 30, or the 25 rather. He's going to pick up five. And that'll bring up second down and five for North Allegheny here just underway.
As far as North Allegheny, they have to do in the second half, they have to get back to what they have been doing well. That one touchdown drive, they saddled up the offensive line, pounded the ball forward. I think with their quarterback struggling to throw the football effectively, they've got to get back to that here in the second half.
Leftwich under center, they go double tight again. It's option, Leftwich keeps. He's going to pick up a couple balls on the field. And a mad scramble for the ball, and Central Dauphin saying they have it. This would be a huge turn of events if the Rams can come up with it. And we will see Central Dauphin football, and it's going to be at the 27. So Leftwich turns the ball over on the keeper, and the Rams defense comes up with another turnover.
Huge, huge turnover. This is the defense on the season coming into this game with 26 takeaways, and they get one there. They had the first down, but Leftwich forgot about the ball security as he went for the ground fighting for extra yardage. They popped the ball loose, and now I think for Central Dauphin, this is a must convert here. You've got to get points here on the board to try to take the two-score lead and really force the hand of the Tigers.
Schaefer and Esau near side. Levia in the shotgun. Hollinger to his right on first down. Esau in motion away from us. Lavia takes the snap. They hand it off to the fullback, Hollinger, running between the tackles. At the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, touchdown Rams! 28 yards for Adam Hollinger, and just like that, Central Dauphin converts. It's 19-7 Rams with 10:56 to go in the third quarter.
Fourth touchdown run of the season for Adam Hollinger, and what a time for the first carry of the game for him, as they hadn't gone with him all game. But I think they've started to understand something. When you run right at this team, they can't use their tremendous speed and ability to keep you inside. They went right at them, smashed it down the middle. Tremendous blocking up front, and Hollinger with a little bit of a burst from that fullback.
Dead ball, personal foul on North Allegheny. An unsportsmanlike conduct again on North Allegheny. That's the sixth or seventh of those that we've seen between both teams here tonight.
I'm telling you right now, if you have the option, and I think you do, I take this right now on this situation because you've got a two-point conversion opportunity if you're Central Dolphin. You want to punch this ball in the end zone. Put that ball down a little bit closer to the end zone. Get that thing to the one-and-a-half-yard line. Make this a little bit easier for a conversion. A lot of coaches will decide on a situation where they have a penalty on this. They'll take it on the kickoff. I think you take it right here with the two-point conversion upcoming.
Now, McNamee at some point is going to have to think about trying to get that point back that Brandis missed.
You don't necessarily want to chase the points, especially right. when you're in the lead. But in this situation, you got a gift. This team.
Against the defense. Penalty win force on the free kick.
They're going to take it on the kickoff.
Yep.
See, that's, I would have taken it here for the reason that you'd missed the kick earlier. I understand what they're trying to do, though, in terms of field position, so you can go either way on this.
So Brandis will kick it away, Dickey to hold. All-important extra point here. Low snap, Brandis' kick is away, and it's good. And with 10:56 to go in the third quarter, Central Dolphin extends its lead to 20-7. This is the PIAA Western Final on WMSS and PennLive.com.
Ted's Bar and Grill on Allentown Boulevard is under new ownership. Ted's Bar and Grill has steaks, seafood, sandwiches, ribs, chicken, pizza, salad, and wings. In fact, Monday night is wing night at Ted's. They even have the NFL ticket and NHL package. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. until 2 a.m., Sundays, 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. Takeout, gift certificates, and catering are available at Ted's Bar and Grill, 6197 Allentown Boulevard near Ollie's.
Mansion Park, Eric Thomas, Brian Kaiser, Steve Leedy, 10:56 to go in the third quarter, and Central Dolphin converts on the turnover. Adam Hollinger from 28 yards out makes it 20-7 Central Dolphin.
We've said coming into the game, Central Dolphin was going to have to play maybe not a perfect game, but when you have opportunities and you have chances, you have to take advantage of them. And the Rams have done that in this game.
And the one other thing that they've done is now turn the game over to the defense.
Yep.
And that's exactly what you would want to do in this game if you're Glenn McNamee. Put the game in your defense's hands.
That's the thing that this team all season long has really featured has been their defense. They wanted to get it to a point where they could put it in the defense's hands. They have done that now, and now still a lot of time left, but they have a two-score lead.
Hartzell's kick comes from the North Allegheny 45, and that's the automatic touchback as he booms that one in the end zone. So the Tigers will start first and 10 from their own 20 with 10:56 to go in the third quarter, now trailing 20-7. The key in this game, I mean, outside of that Leftwich turnover, Leftwich has not been able to get going at all outside of a couple runs in this game tonight, Brian.
He has not thrown the football well, and that's the thing that coming in, that was the thing about Leftwich coming into this game that everyone raved about with North Allegheny. His ability to pass the football, they've doubled their passing amount from a year ago when they were state champions. It's changed what they do. They're a balanced offense. They've not been balanced tonight because they haven't been able to throw.
Double tight, man of motion, Clements towards us. Receiver near side is Conacher. Leftwich is under center. He hands it off to Pasadelis, and he will pick up a couple up to the 24. And that'll bring up second down with 10:48 to go in the quarter.
You've got an entire host of running backs back there. And I think Art Walker too smart right now to panic. And his quarterback not throwing the ball overly well, I'm still going to put it on my offensive line that's played so well all season long. Let's see what they're capable of doing.
Second down and 8. Leftwich in the shotgun is going to keep running far hash. Turns it upfield, and he's going to get in the clear across the 45-50, 45-40 run out of bounds at the 35. We're going to say actually stepped out of bounds back at the 39. And there's a flag down way back at the 27.
I think I saw a hold back here against North Allegheny.
Personal foul against the Tigers. It's a personal foul, which... don't want to assume, but in that area, it sounds like a chop block.
Yeah, a lot of times that's a chop block in that area. You had somebody who was engaged, and all of a sudden, he went flying over top of somebody.
Call coming from the official here. Well,
wow.
Now, they did not signal dead ball personal foul on the call. They threw the flag before the play was...
at least the way we saw it, before the play was complete. So they did not signal dead ball. The official did not, but he said first down. It's after the penalty.
Well,
so that's going to take it from the 39, 15 yards back.
Still a huge penalty.
Right.
And this team all season long has had those stretches where mentally they have lost their heads, where they've committed dumb penalties in bad situations, but their talent, they've been able to overcome it. Now they're down 13 points. Can they continue to do it?
First and 10 from the 46. Leftwich keeps, goes far hash, and stretches his way up towards the 49. He's just shy of midfield. And he picks up on the play that time, four, and he's ball's going to be at midfield, so that'll bring up second and six with 10 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
Now, in the last play where Leftwich ended up running for that huge gain, Central Dauphin actually only had 10 people on the field initially. They ran somebody in late, but that was away from where the play was actually run.
Receiver each way. Clemens now shifts to wing far side. Hand off Pasadelis. Pasadelis is hit by Esau and then rumbles his way forward across the 45 and down to the 43. Is going to have a first down for North Allegheny. Just under 10 minutes to go down the quarter.
Evan Schwann ended up grabbing onto him and making the stop from behind with assistance from Issa. But this offensive line of North Allegheny is the group that they're counting on right now. They don't think anybody in the entire state can stop them when they really want to run the football, and this is that time.
One each way. Now Clemens shifts to that wing spot again. Play action. Leftwich rolls out. Leftwich is going to keep. Esau coming after him is going to drag him out of bounds. Back at the 42-yard line.
That's a great play from Esau for two reasons. He recognized he had to stay with his receiver. Kevin Edwards had released. He had to stay with him until he saw that Mac Leftwich had no intention of keeping himself a passer. And that's a mistake from Leftwich. You get outside the pocket, you have got to keep that passing option to keep the defense honest. That time, Issa was able to explode on the football only because Leftwich tucked the ball a good 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
Shotgun for Leftwich. Conacher is wide far side. Pasadelis in the backfield. Leftwich keeps across the 40, 35, 30, and tripped up at the 30. Falls forward to the 29. We'll have the North Allegheny first down with 9:10 to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, it's a long football game. And this team, they can hit you so quickly. And Jordan Bowman ends up making the stop for Central Dauphin. And a nice tackle that was down the field. But it was pretty far down the field. A nice gain on that second down play.
Officially 12. Gives them a first down to the Central Dauphin 29. Klein Hample out wide far side. Pasadena stays in the backfield. Clemens wing near side. Actually, call him slot near side. Leftwich under center. Short drop. Throws to Klein Hample. Makes the catch at the 20, the 15, and is stopped shy of the 14.
Well, that's a good play call, too, Eric, because here's a quarterback that's struggling. And one of the reasons he struggled in the first half was because of a lot of low percentage passes, deep balls he threw in the first half that were either off the mark or just in the wrong place at the wrong time. This time you throw a little short slant.
Hands off to Pasadelis on first down. He has stood up Zach Wilk and also Ben Mosey on the stop that time for the Rams and give an assist that time also to look like Evan Schwann. Check that, Zade Esau.
It was down low that time. Ben Mosey grabbed him by the legs and just waited for a little bit of help. You get the running back by the legs, that takes out their power.
Quick snap, shotgun set for Leftwich. Keeps. It's inside the 10 to the 8.
It's a big play here. It's a big play because you know North Allegheny is going to have no consideration right now of kicking a field goal here. And you have to expect that they're probably going to try to run left behind their big 265-pound junior left tackle, Patrick Kugler. 16 scholarship offers already for the big guy. And he's where they like to run on these important down and distances.
The fifth tight end for North Allegheny, Ben Connolly, is in the game now. Leftwich under center. Hands off to Pasadelis. Pasadelis is tripped up inside the 5. Nate Hamilton on the stop that time for Central Dauphin.
It's going to be close, but regardless, they'll go for it on fourth down if they haven't picked it up.
Depending on spot, ball is just inside, and they're going to give them the first down.
First and goal.
First and goal, North Allegheny from the Central Dauphin 4. 7.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Rams leading this one 20-7. Winner goes to the state championship game
to play North Penn next Saturday night at Hershey Park Stadium.
Quick officials timeout. Let's just thank another one of our sponsors. Big thank you out to In Touch Communications, Anthony Cristello, located in Midtown Harrisburg. They've got iPhone 4Ss along with other things out there. So that's In Touch Communications.
Leftwich inside the five, touchdown North Allegheny. Pumps his fist as he gets across with 7:19 to go. North Allegheny's right back in it, 20-13.
Yeah, just took the ball off the left side. And again, they're running behind their money guy. Patrick Kugler, the left tackle, he's just gutting it out right now on that injured right knee. Able to get the seal block. Leftwich running right off of that between the tight end blocks on the outside, which kicked a couple guys out. And he just fought his way through into the end zone for the four-yard touchdown.
Fine Hample to hold, Bucher to kick, and it's blocked! Kick is blocked, and guess who got in to do it? Nate Hamilton!
Oh no, that wasn't Hamilton that time.
Cody Zimmerman and also on the stop. That was, Hamilton was in there.
He was in there, but the guy who ended up getting that one, was that Mike Shannon or Malik Harris? The 23 or 33? Because he got around the edge quickly and was able to dive and get that block.
20-13 with 7:19 to go in the third quarter as that kick blocked. And, you know, you go back to that point about Brandis missing that extra point, and now it's a non-factor.
That was Mike Shannon. Mike Shannon, 5'9", senior, 162 pounds, and he just flew around that left end of the North Allegheny offensive line, got clean, got horizontal, and got the block, which preserves a 7-point lead.
And you worry so much if you're North Allegheny about Hamilton and his ability to block the kicks. They probably saw him coming and did not pay any attention to Shannon.
You're well aware of where Hamilton is, and you let those edges go on the outside. Let's look at one other thing, though. The kickers have to be aware of it, too. And that means they've got to release quicker than what they normally would. The punter has figured that out. The place kicker, not so much.
Guys, that drive for North Allegheny, 3 minutes, 37 seconds, 11 plays, 10 on the ground, one pass during that drive, went 80 yards. And by the way, Mac Leftwich, 125 yards on the ground now.
So low spiraling kick that is fielded by one of the up men again for Central Dauphin. And they're going to get okay starting field position out of this one as the drive will start just shy of their 35 with 7:12 to go in the third quarter. Central Dauphin still leading here, 20-13. That was Andrew Bergwin who had the return for the Rams that time. They brought him up as one of the up men, typically one of the deep guys on the return. We've seen North Allegheny kick those short of Drew Scales, and why not?
I wouldn't want to kick at the Scales. I think we've seen what sort of a playmaker he is.
First and 10 from the 34. Central Dauphin has it attacking the end zone to our left. Backs are split behind Lavia, two near side. They throw Scales near side. Scales trying to get to the outside and a good tackle in space that time by Conacher. Scales maybe picks up a yard.
Yeah, a tremendous job in the open field from Conacher, because if Scales is able to juke him, that's a play that is bare minimum a first down, and he still could be running. Just because of the speed of Scales. That is a play that is an extended run. You throw that quick out to the outside, that quick little hitch pattern, and you have the one blocker at wide receiver. It requires a defense to make a one-on-one tackle in the open field. Conacher did that.
Two left, one right. Scales in motion away from us. They gave it to Esau between the tackles, and he will get across the 35 and up to the 37-yard line. It's a pickup of three, and that'll bring up third and seven with 6:25 to go here in the third quarter. And the clock now is something Central Dauphin's going to have to be cognizant about. They want to, obviously you want to add one more here to kind of distance yourself. But
not yet.
Well, Glenn McNamee would like to run the time off the clock, certainly.
Yeah, but there's still way too much time to do that. What you have to do is continue to concentrate on what you've been doing well. And now this is a third down and somewhat long. This is a passing situation and a tough conversion for Central Dauphin.
Too far side, Lavia in the shotgun. Scales to his right. The snap. Lavia rolls out far side. Backside pressure coming. Lavia's going to have to take off and run. He does. Gets across the 40, and he's going to have the first down for the Rams. Gets across that 40 and up to the 45, and just got enough to extend the drive for Central Dauphin.
That is a gutty, gutty run and a great decision from senior quarterback Brandon Lavia. a guy who is not necessarily known for his wheels coming into this game with 122 yards rushing all told. But that was a time where it's third down and long, had nothing open down the field, and just decided to make a play with his feet. And he fought his way, and the tackle was low. Lavia fought over top of it. That got him the extra 2 yards that gave him enough to move the sticks.
Schaefer and Scales near side. Esau wing near side. Shotgun for Lavia. Hollinger to his right on first and 10 from the 45. Esau now shifting across that backfield. Hand off Hollinger. Hollinger into... Well, he's going to be stopped shy of the 50, and a flag comes in from the side judge on the central offensive sideline. It's going to be...
That's going to be a hold.
Yep.
I think that's definitely a hold against Central Dauphin. And they have not had, except for maybe the beginning of the game, they really have not had many penalties, or for that matter, key penalties. This is a potential drive killer here, because you're going to have first down and very long now after the penalty against the Rams.
Scales out and Sam Adams in for the Rams. And it is a hold on Central Dauphin, as you may have heard. They do mic the refs here at Mansion Park. And that'll back the ball up to the 35.
It also gives us a chance to thank one of our sponsors, Environmental Interiors, Dale and Kathleen Schwann. They're out on Blue Ribbon Avenue just north of Route 22 with new and remanufactured office cubicles at Environmental Interiors.
Two each way on first and 20 for Lavia from the 35. Shotgun snap. Lavia's going to take off, run between the tackles. And Jared Lux is going to hit him and drop him just across the 35 at the 36.
Don't mind the call there. It runs the clock. And also gives you a chance, if the pass rush is undisciplined, to pick up a big play. Unfortunately for Central Dauphin, it wasn't an undisciplined pass rush and a good read from the linebacking core as well. If they drop back immediately and don't read potential quarterback draw, that could be a big play. The linebackers read the play well, stepped forward in run support, and made the early stop.
Second and 19 from the 36. Two near side, one far side. Hollinger in the backfield with Lavia, who stands in the shotgun. Snap. Lavia looks near side, looks far side, takes off. Is going to throw on the run across the middle. Pass is caught up at midfield. And making the catch that time for the Rams, Jesse Myers, the tight end.
That just catch number 7 on the season for Myers. Really had a couple different guys against the zone defense, as it was really loose back there for North Allegheny. They had Myers was there, and also on that same side, on the outside, was Sam Adams, who was wide open on the sideline around the same area. Really, Lavia could have picked either one of them, but it makes it a much easier conversion after a 14-yard pass play.
Yep, 3rd and 5 at midfield now. 2 far side, 2 near side. Hollinger to the left, of Lavia in the shotgun. Lavia waits, gets a snap. Quick throw, got hit. Diving catch made by Schaefer, who makes the grab.
Yeah, he got it, too.
And it's going to have the first down for Central Dauphin.
That's an excellent read that time from Lavia and Schaefer. Conacher had left a good 10-yard cushion. So the quick out, it just had enough steam on it to get there, and Schaefer made another great catch. He's becoming the go-to receiver for this team on those short passes.
And don't forget, Schaefer started at quarterback 2 games for the Rams this season when Lavia was suspended in the first 2 games. So it'll be 1st and 10 for Central Dauphin from the 45. I bring that point up because, as we saw last week, they also still let him throw the ball out of some of those gimmick plays. 2 right, 1 left. Shotgun for Lavia. Man in motion away from us. Scales. They give it to him. He turns upfield between the tackles and will be stopped after a pickup of 2 that time. Clemens, the linebacker for North Allegheny, with the stop.
This is where that offensive line can start wearing on you, though, with Zach Wilk, Nick Green, Nick Gillick, Nate Hamilton, Evan Schwann, right up the gut. And these guys are doing a pretty nice job against a very aggressive front 4. They're starting to win some of those battles, especially when they try to attack right up the gut. That's those battles at the beginning of the game they weren't winning, and now they're starting to get penetration from the Central Dauphin offensive line side.
Running clock, 2:28. 2 receivers near side, 1 far side. Scales in motion away from us. Lavia in the shotgun with Esau. They hand off on the draw. Esau trying to pick his way. We'll get across the 40 to the 39 of North Allegheny, and that'll be a grab of 4, and that'll bring up 3rd and 4. Another manageable 3rd down now coming up for the Rams.
And that's the key. And also, because the ball is in North Allegheny territory right now, you've got a 3rd down and 4 that you can run or pass here. Because if you run, you can still have the option of potentially going for it on 4th down. I don't know that it's something that Coach McNamee and his staff would entertain, but it's an option nonetheless. It has to keep this North Allegheny defense a little bit less concerned and less concentrated on a pass.
Two near side, one far side. Shotgun for Lavia. Man in motion away from us, Scales. They fake it to him, Lavia. On the shuttle pass, ball is loose on the turf. Lavia scrambles for it. They're going to rule it incomplete.
Yeah, it's a play where everyone thinks it's a fumble, and you always worry that the official don't see the shovel pass. They tried running that earlier in the first half. It was an ugly situation in the first half. There's too much congestion up front, and because of that, Central Dolphins going to punt and play field position here with a minute 31 left to go here in the third quarter.
Clock does stop, so as Brian mentioned, a minute 31. Casey Hart's little punt, and James Kleinhample back deep to receive at his 10 for North Allegheny. Punt will come from right to left. Good snap. Hartzell gets away. A spiral. That's going to hit and roll into the end zone for the touchback. So North Allegheny will start first and 10 from its own 20 with 1:24 to go in the quarter.
Gives us a chance to thank another one of our sponsors. Big thank you out to Mr. Bob Subway. Bob and Carol Rogers run the show there at Mr. Bob's. Three locations, Allentown Boulevard in West Hanover Township, on East Main Street in Hummelstown, and on Route 39 in South Hanover Township. Party subs, party platters, cookie platters. And those cookies, amazing. Love the cookies.
Yeah, we had a good time with those last
Saturday. Mr. Bob's Subway.
Conacher comes out wide near side on first and 10 for North Allegheny. Pasadelis has been the running back here for the entire third quarter for the Tigers. He goes into a wing far side. Shotgun for Leftwich. Keeps on the snap. Turns up field. Flag comes in from the far side. Flag comes in from the backside now. It's Nate Hamilton and a couple of others will stop Leftwich shy. We'll see what the flag is for.
If you're Central Dolphin, you're hoping that both officials saw holding calls at the same time, because it also is around the time period that you might get a face mask at the end of a play, too.
There have been a lot of chippy calls here tonight. These two teams, as Steve Leedy mentioned before the game, jawing down on the field, and it's against Central Dolphin. Let's see what the call is for.
It was a chop. You had essentially both teams' offense.
Wow, 15-yard penalty, too, is a killer for Central Dolphin.
It's a rare call, but because two different flags come in, it's not like you can argue the validity of it. But it's something where neither team is allowed to do that chop-blocking idea. You can't go after the defense, the offensive team, and take them out low either. They are looking to protect the players in the game both ways.
Do not need to give North Allegheny any free yards if you're Central Dolphin.
Nope.
They just got 15 of them. First and 10 on the 41 with 1:04 to go in the third quarter. Leftwich in the shotgun. Receiver near side. Leftwich will keep out of the shotgun. Nice run, far hash, gets across the 42 to the 43. Picks up two, call it three, with under a minute to go now in that third quarter, clock ticking.
If you're the Rams right now, are you really concerned about Leftwich throwing the football?
No.
I mean, he hasn't done anything throwing the football, and they're not allowing him to throw the football right now. If you're the Rams, you can gamble a little bit more, maybe at the line of scrimmage, especially if you can trust your secondary.
Leftwich, with over 400 yards rushing his last two games, has been the onus for that offense. The North Allegheny will keep out of the shotgun again and get across the 45 and up to the 47. Another pickup of three, and that'll bring up third down and four, and that should be the final play of the third quarter. Clock winding now, under 10 seconds.
They may try to run this quick.
Yep. Now they're waiting as Leftwich will get the play from Art Walker on the sideline. They're going to try to run one more play before the quarter ends. 2 seconds, 1 second. They get the playoff. Leftwich keeps. And Leftwich spins away from the tackle initially, gets up towards midfield, and they will measure. He is close to a North Allegheny first down as we have hit the triple zeros to end the third quarter. Central Dolphin will be 12 minutes away from a state championship appearance if they can hang on to a 7-point lead. This is the PIAA Western Final on WMSS and PennLive.com.
Buying or selling a home? Sherry and Bill Anderson with RE/MAX Realty Professionals are both alumni of Central Dolphin High School and proud supporters of the Rams. Available days, evenings, and weekends, Sherry and Bill specialize in residential sales in Central Pennsylvania with 16 years of combined experience. You can reach Sherry and Bill Anderson at 652-4700, 512-1774, or online at sherryanderson.com. Go Rams!
House of Barbers is proud to sponsor the CD Rams football team. They have two locations, 6100 Allentown Boulevard and 3917 Jonestown Road. Open 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, Saturdays 8 to 3. Their number is 540-5700. House of Barbers and owner Lynn Edsel congratulate the Rams on a great season.
This is WMSS Middletown, your number one source for local high school football.
Here at Mansion Park, Eric Thomas, Brian Kaiser, Steve Leedy. 20-13, Central Dauphin leads it. We start the fourth quarter. North Allegheny will have a fourth and one. Brian Kaiser on the season. North Allegheny, 18 of 32 on fourth down conversions.
Yeah, and when it's fourth down and one, you've got a big quarterback who's very willing to run the football. A lot easier to convert.
Leftwich will keep. He will have the first down into Central Dauphin territory, down to the 47 of the Rams.
Yeah, they ran right behind their left tackle once again. And that's hard to do on a quarterback sneak. But Leftwich did that a little bit slow getting right up off the play. But they went to the left behind Kugler and also over on that side, Harvey.
Yeah, that was the 20th run for Leftwich. 20 carries, 143 yards.
Bashaunis is in slot near side. He goes in motion away from us. Pasadelis is the deep back. They hand off to him. Pasadelis stood up at the 45 and driven back. Dalen Russo on the stop for Central Dauphin.
Yeah, good job by Central Dauphin clogging the line of scrimmage. They know what's coming right now. They know it's going to be a running play. They know this team has no interest right now in throwing the football. And now on a second down and eight, maybe you might see Leftwich back in the shotgun, but if they don't pretend in any way to even think about running, throwing the football, when his first step is forward, the defense can all react at the same time.
Double tight, double wing. Pasadelis is the lone back behind Leftwich under center on second and eight from the 45 of Central Dauphin. They give it to Pasadelis on the quick hitter, and he's going to be stood up at the 43 and stopped. Ben Mosey, along with Dalen Russo, in on the stop for CD.
This is a Central Dauphin team who does not believe that a team can just run over them. This is a North Allegheny team that feels that they can run over anybody. And we're having that collision right in the middle of the field at this point.
Leftwich, by the way, has outgained the last two teams that Central Dauphin has faced running the football by himself tonight. So now it's third and five from the 42.
He's probably had more carries than both the two teams that they've played against the last couple games, too.
Conacher wide the far side. Klein Hempel near side. Double tight again. Leftwich in the shotgun. Klein Hempel away in motion away from us. Snap to Leftwich. Going to throw it. Down the middle of the field. Pass is caught by Conacher at the 30-yard line.
That's a great job by Conacher of just finding a spot open on the field. And a good job by the offensive line of keeping the rush away from Leftwich just long enough to give him a little bit of a throwing lane. Wasn't a great pass, but an effective one. And Central Dauphin actually defended it decently at first if it was a quick hitter.
Klein Hempel near side out of the shotgun. Leftwich keeps. Leftwich down across the 25, stretches and gets to the 24. That'll bring up second down for this North Allegheny offense, attacking the end zone to our left now with 9:50 and a running clock here from Mansion Park. Winner goes to the state championship next Saturday night.
They've made some key plays on the touchdown drive here in the second half, and now that big pass play there where they've gotten a key pass. But it's been primarily the running game. Can this Rams defense hold?
Leftwich under center, hands off to Pasadelis. Nice job on the Rams defense that time. Zach Wilk, along with Dalen Russo and Nate Hamilton, and on the stop for Central Dauphin.
Dalen Russo came around the outside. This is something that I'm thinking that the Rams are going to have to do a little bit more of, and that is trying to blitz from the outside and not just run support up the middle, but take some chances on the outside. Get around the edge if they possibly can. And anytime there's not that two tight end and two wing back formation, if you've got a little crease on the end, come off the edge. Come hard, because this team is just running the football right now. No threat to pass.
35 from the 24. Leftwich keeps out of the shotgun snap. He's going to have the North Allegheny first down inside the 15. Flag comes in from the back judge, and there's going to be a face mask.
That's going to be Evan
Central Dauphin.
Evan Schwann in taking down the quarterback. I think his hand was up pretty high. I would have to expect the face mask there of the personal foul variety.
And it is. Referee on the far sideline signaling face mask pointing towards Central Dauphin. That'll create first and goal for North Allegheny with 8:47 to play in the fourth quarter. And Central Dauphin ahead 20-13. Reminder that North Allegheny went to overtime in the Whitfield final against Upper St. Clair. Won that game by 7. Central Dauphin has had one overtime game this year. It was all the way back at the start of the season. It's Manhunt Township. So first and goal from the 5. Leftwich under center gives it off to DeShaunis. DeShaunis has stood up and dropped at the 3. Jordan Bowman had the initial hit on him.
I think a question right now is if you're North Allegheny, if you do punch the ball in, do they have the guts right now how they've been running the football? Do they have the guts to go for 2 here? We've already seen on this field today a team do exactly that. They got to get in the end zone first, but right now how they've been running the ball, almost a formality you almost feel right now for North Allegheny, just 2 yards away.
Leftwich in the shotgun. Will keep out of the snap. Tries to go over top pass to Dillis. He will not get there. Evan Schwann, Jordan Bowman, and a slew of others on the stop for Central Dauphin. That'll bring up third and goal from the 2 with 7:57 to play.
Nice surge defensively, and also the snap was high and behind Leftwich. It had to take him out of the rhythm and maybe gave him about a half step slow to get where he wanted to go to. 13th play of the drive coming up here. And on this drive, there have been 11 runs, just one pass so far. Third down and 2.
Third and goal from the 2-yard line. Leftwich under center. Pasadillas to deep back. They hand it off to Pasadillas, and he's going to be stopped shy. And in on the stop, almost immediately from when the ball was snapped, was Jesse Myers, the defensive end.
Jesse Myers just came crashing in, and I really hate the play call that time. They took all the question out of the situation, and a timeout's going to be called for North Allegheny.
We'll step aside for a timeout as well. 7:14 to go. Fourth and goal coming up for North Allegheny. This is the PIAA West Final on WMSS and PennLive.com.
CD Pizza, 4501 Locust Lane, Harrisburg, has been family-owned and operated since 1994. Dine-in, takeout, and delivery are available. They also have catering and tailgating packages. Online ordering is welcome at cdpizzasubs.com or centraldolphinpizza.com. Their number is 652-8844. Pizza, subs, strombolis, and more at CD Pizza across from CD Middle School. Good luck, Rams!
Fourth and goal coming up for North Allegheny. Brian Kaiser, Eric Thomas, Steve Leedy with you here at Mansion Park. West Final. It's essentially right now, it could be the ball game here, fourth and goal.
Could be. I mean, there's still time left for even if North Allegheny doesn't get in here. But I'm going to go Leftwich to the left for 600, Alex, because that's where they seem to go every time they need something. They keep the ball in the hands of their quarterback, and they run behind their big left tackle.
Leftwich, they pitch it. And he stopped shy of the goal line. Down at the 1-yard line, it looks like Leftwich on the keeper did not get there. And the Central Dauphin defense rises to the occasion once again with 7:08 to play.
I saw Nate Hamilton's big number 60 and his back to the goal line, the last wall of defense there. And he was able to stop Leftwich a yard shy. Hey, North Allegheny knew what they were running, and I think most importantly, because of what they've done all game long, I think Central Dauphin, just like I did, knew what they were running, and it helped them. The fact that this North Allegheny team became predictable there hurt them. They blitzed right, they slanted right into it.
CD's backed up on their own goal line, first and 10 from the 1. Levia under center, he's just going to keep it and push forward to get a little bit of space to work with. Jared Lux is going to get credit for the tackle, but Levia fell on his own across the 3 up to the 4.
And that's a smart, smart play from Central Dauphin for this reason. Earlier in the game, we talked about that 3rd-and-1 earlier where they had an opportunity to run a quarterback sneak, but the defensive tackles were backed up. They tried handing the ball off, and they get stuffed. This time, quarterback sneak, defensive tackles backed off. They got a good surge and a good gain of 3 to get them out of danger, at least back on their own goal line.
Clock winding under, 6:40 to go now, showing 6:35. 10 seconds on the play clock. Levia under center again on 2nd and 7 from the 4. Man in motion away from us is Schaefer. They hand it off to Esau. Esau might pick up 1 on the play.
That's going to keep that clock running, though. And with 6:18 showing, Central Dauphin in front, 20-13. Rams trying to battle out of their own shadow here.
Do you have the guts to call passing play here? Because I don't think you're picking it up with a running play. So do you have the guts to call pass play here? If they do, Schaefer's the guy who has, in this situation, this game, on his shorts down and distance, has been consistently getting open.
Esau far side, Schaefer Adams near side. Shotgun for LaVia. Man in motion away from us, Esau. Out of the shotgun, LaVia will throw from his own end zone. Pass is going to be almost intercepted. In and out of the hands, that time, of Anthony Peluso, who could not turn around in time to make the play. And thankfully for LaVia, he did not. That'll bring out Hartzell to punt.
He had no intention of looking long. Schaefer had run by a defense that had no intention of looking for a short ball. He was wide open.
Hartzell's going to punt from his own end line, so watch the snap. It's a good one. Hartzell gets away a bad punt, and North Allegheny is going to have great starting field position. That punt went nowhere, and it's out of bounds up near the 20-yard line.
That young man's going to feel horrible about what just happened. It's a hey, what have you done for me lately type of society, but he has had an unbelievably great game punting the football. This is just a really bad time to have your worst punt of the game. Tough situation, backed against your own goal line, but now it's not far for North Allegheny, and this defense is going to be tested again for Central Dauphin. Can they stand up?
Wilk, as they broke the defensive huddle, just told Hamilton, make a play. So Leftwich will have Pasadillas in the backfield with him. Two far side, one near side. Near side, it's Garrity. Shotgun for Leftwich. He's going to throw far side. Conacher, the catch inside the 10, and he stretches for the 5, and he gets there. It's a pickup of 15, first and goal coming up for North Allegheny with 5:29 to go in this contest.
The thing that's dangerous right now is at this point, Mac Leftwich is starting to feel it passing the football, too. And they're putting him in good situations, throwing the ball to the outside where there's a big cushion on the outside in that slot and wide receiver situation. Good read on the play, fires the ball out. Conacher helps him out by coming back to the football and being able to make some yards after the catch.
Leftwich will throw it near side. Klein Hampel gets it. Touchdown, North Allegheny. A 5-yard touchdown pass from Mac Leftwich to James Kleinhampel, and with 5:14 to go, North Allegheny has cut it to 20-19, and it appears that they will kick the extra point and try to tie this one up.
They will bring in Jason Booker to try to tie this football game up. Remember, the last time he kicked an extra point, it was blocked on a tremendous individual play by Mike Shannon coming around the end.
Booker to kick it. Kick is away, and it is good. And with 5:14 to go, we are tied up at 20. We'll step aside for a timeout. This is the PIAA Western Final on WMSS and PennLive.com.
GS Designs is a proud supplier of the new CD Rams Under Armour football uniforms. GS Designs has been in business since 1994, and they're a full Under Armour ATO dealer. Their website is www.gsdesigns.com. Their number is 838-8365. That's GS Designs of Palmyra, proud sponsor of the Rams.
Back here at Mansion Park, Eric Thomas, Brian Kaiser, Steve Leedy, 5:14 to play. This game tied up at 20 now. CD will get the ball after the kick.
Heck of a game. It's been a great game between two very deserving teams, and the bad punt, but a great defensive stand. I think that's the key thing there. And probably the first bad decision of the game, passing the football from Brandon LaVia, almost gave them the turnover anyways. The punt, the very first bad punt of the game from Cody Hartzell, who has had a tremendous game punting the football, gives them great field position. And Mac Leftwich, who in the first half couldn't really buy a completion, here in the second half is now 4-for-4. Not great yardage necessarily, but they've been some key passes, and the touchdown pass gives them the tie game right now at 20 apiece.
And if North Allegheny goes on to win it, the only 5 yards that'll matter are the one that he just hit Kleinhamp on for the touchdown. Kick away will be from Booker. It's an end-over-end that's going to go deep, and a couple of CD Rams run into each other. Scales comes away with it. Scales up across the 25. And gets up to the 29, and that's where Central Dauphin will start, first and 10 with 5:08 to play. Each team, rather, North Allegheny has two timeouts left. CD with three.
Interesting thing that Central Dauphin did that time. They snuck Scales up in the up-back position. North Allegheny recognized that, kicked it deep, and Scales had to track back to actually get that football where he normally would be in the formation.
What does Central Dauphin have in store for the next 5:08? What does the North Allegheny defense have in store the next 5:08? It's going to be receivers near side. Shotgun for Lavia. Esau's is back. Man in motion away from us is Scales. They give it to Esau. Esau's going to be stood up and dropped right at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, the momentum right now is all in favor of North Allegheny. They have come back from a 13-point deficit and tied this football game up in the second half. So they have the momentum. And they are looking to get a quick stop here so they can get the football back. I think it's going to be up to the arm of Lavia. And do they have the confidence to let him throw after the last pass that was very questionable? Can he come back from that and throw a good one?
Two each way. Lavia shotgun. Back is Esau. Man in motion towards us is Scales. Snap. They go delay. Esau trying to get to the outside. He's going to be tripped up back at the 25. It's a loss of four on the play. That's going to bring up third down and 15 for the Rams.
Great play from Chaz Smith, who stayed home and ends up making the stop for the Tiger defense. It's a tough team to run that against, because if it's just that one guy, they're so well disciplined defensively in open field tackling. You want to learn how to tackle in the open field, watch this team do it. And now it's third down and very long.
4 minutes to go. A trip for the state championship on the line. Lavia in the shotgun has two receivers near side. Scales is the back to his right. Snap. Lavia rolls out near side. Pumps. He's going to heave it down the field. Running under it is Conacher, and he's going to pick it off. Conacher with the interception back at the North Allegheny 35-yard line, and with 3:44 to go, North Allegheny is in control after the Lavia interception.
Two mistakes there and one good thing for Central Dauphin. Mistake play call-wise. The pump fake is not going to work on third down and 15. It worked earlier in the game. You run that play on first down, but you don't do it on third. Secondly, the pass, definitely overthrown. No chance of making a reception. You got to give your receiver a chance to make the play. The good thing for Central Dauphin, that's as good as a punt right now. It was a deep throw, and it was a ball that actually puts the ball at the 36 in North Allegheny territory.
That was effectively a 39-yard punt.
With no return.
3:44 to go. North Allegheny with the ball. Leftwich in the shotgun. He has two receivers far side, one near side. Pasadena's the back. Leftwich will keep. Going to pick up one and is tripped up. And then after the play is over, Jesse Myers wants a personal foul.
He should have gotten it,
and
too.
And he should have, yes.
Yeah. They're going to say it was a soccer take a dive thing, but a good play defensively that time from a crashing Nate Hamilton, who was able to get his hand on the foot of the ball carrier and knock him off balance.
Second down and 9 after a pickup of 1. Two far side, one near side. Shotgun for Leftwich. Man in motion away from us, Garrity. They fake it to him. Leftwich to throw. Pressure coming, throws. Pass is caught by Garrity. And then he is rocked on the play by Esau, well short of the first down. It's a pickup of 4. And that'll bring up third down and 5 with 3 minutes to play.
Now, two guys got crushed there. Leftwich got crushed the second he threw the football. I believe it was Zach Wilk who dusted him off in the back. And the quarterback didn't do Garrity any favors. Put the ball out there, and Zaid Issa absolutely obliterated him.
Two near side, one far side. Big time play now for the Rams defense on 3rd and 6. From the 40-yard line. Man in motion away from us, Kleinhample. Snap. They give it to Kleinhample. They got reverse. Conacher is tripped up, trying to get to the corner. And he falls on his own volition back behind the line of scrimmage.
He slipped down. Zaid Issa, though, for Central Dauphin, is also hurt. As he slipped behind the play, I don't know if it's maybe a cramp or something, or he's going to pop up, and looks like he's going to be okay. Excellent job of stay-at-home defense from Central Dauphin. North Allegheny took the chance there that they would over-pursue on the play, trying to take advantage of how aggressive they've been defensively on that series of downs, and it bit them because Central Dauphin, on a very important situation, stayed home.
Anderson to punt. Scales back deep to receive. Rams will bring pressure. They almost get there. It's a low end-over-end kick that Scales fields right around his 29. Sidesteps the man across the 30.
and is working his way up to the 35. And then another late penalty flag on North Allegheny. It's going to be another personal foul.
Vinny Congito.
Yep, and that's going to give Central Dauphin decent starting field. Well, better than decent starting field position here.
Boy, that's
139 to go.
That's an idiotic penalty. And that's something where we've seen this team. And the knock on this team has been, at key times, this team has beaten themselves with some penalties, and because of their talent, they have been able to get away with it and still survive. And at this key time in the game, you got a minute 39 left to go in a tie ball game. You're giving the other team the football on a punt. How can you cost your team 15 yards and put the ball into your own territory? It's 46 yards away to the end zone. But you also have to consider a field goal wins this thing, too.
Scales near side, Adams far side. Hollinger to the left of Lavia, who stands in the shotgun. First and 10 from the North Allegheny 46. They give it to Hollinger. Hollinger tries to go near hash. Just stood up. We'll get across the line of
remaining. Central Dauphin does here with 1:33 to go. And Central Dauphin will call timeout now with 1:33 left. Gives us an opportunity
to thank some of our sponsors. Big thank yous go out to
House of Barbers. Also
a thank you to St. Thomas Roasters. Thank you to Sherry and Bill Anderson, Remax Realty. We also would like to thank In Touch Communication, as well as Environmental Interiors. Thank you goes out to Mr. Bob Subways, also to GS Design. Thank you to CD Pizza, and also to Ted's Bar and Grill. A thank you to those businesses for bringing this game to you tonight here on WMSS and on PennLive.com.
All right, so Central Dauphin will have it second down and 9 from the North Allegheny 45-yard line. They do have two timeouts remaining now, and with 1:33 to play in this contest, the Rams and North Allegheny tied at 20. The winner of this game will go to the PIAA Quad A State Championship game next Saturday night. Rams break the huddle. They go Adams and Esau far side. It scales near side. Hollinger to the left of Lavia. He stands in the shotgun. Myers, the tight end, is near side on 2nd and 9. Snap. Lavia rolls out far side. He's going to throw it that way. Schaefer in and out of his hands.
Just a little bit too hot on the pass play. And now it's a 3rd down and 9. And a big play here for Central Dauphin, because you want to run something that's going to pick up the first down, but at the same time, you've got to run something smart here in case you don't make it here on this 3rd down play if you're going to have to punt the ball back.
So it is 3rd down and 9 from the 45. 2 far side, 1 near side. Lavia pumps his leg. He stands in the shotgun. Back to his left. Lavia, short throw near side. Scales makes the catch, gets away from the defender, turns it upfield, will have the first down for Central Dauphin and pushed out of bounds at the 35.
You look for your best open field runner. Drew Scales, giving the ball in space, and makes a tremendous individual effort and play. What a job that time from Drew Scales. He was able to make somebody miss about 4 yards short of the first down. He picks it up, and now the drive continues for Central Dauphin.
First down and 10, Rams with 1:18 to go. 2 far side, 1 near side. Lavia in the shotgun. Back is Hollinger to his left. Lavia gets the ball. Rolls out to the far side. Pressure coming. He's got to throw it away, and he does.
That's a smart play that time from a quarterback who knows he felt some pressure coming from the backside. Had already in the first half had not felt the pressure on a similar type of a play when he was trying to go down the field. But it was on that play, Olivia, sensing pressure, knew he had to get rid of the football and threw it into an area of the field where nobody was going to catch it.
1:07 to play. Central Dauphin still has 2 timeouts left. They have it 2nd and 10 from the 35. It's Esan Schaefer far side, and receiver near side is Scales. Scales goes in motion away from us. They fake it to him. They give it to him. Scales trying to run around the defense. Sidesteps a man, gets across the 30, 25, and then is ridden out of bounds around the 22-yard line with 59 seconds to play.
They're going to call him out of bounds around the 25-yard line. I think they'll still have enough for the first down, but it's going to be close. Another tremendous play from Drew Scales. Sidestepping, and the cornerback on the play forgot his role defensively. They're going to say it's a first down, just enough. The cornerback actually forgot. He had outside contain. He got faked to the outside, and that was Conacher, who forgot his role for just a moment, and that allowed Scales to get the corner.
First down at 10 for Central Dauphin from the North Allegheny 25. 59 seconds to go. Schaefer and Scales far side. Esau near side. Levia in the shotgun. Hollinger to his right. Man in motion towards us, Scales. He gives it to Hollinger, and he's going to be stopped by Jeremy Gonzalez, who's played a whale of a game for North Allegheny, back at around the 30-yard line with 54 seconds left. Central Dauphin and Glenn McNamee will call timeout. We'll step aside for one as well. 20-20. North Allegheny Central Dauphin tied here with 54 seconds to go. This is the PIAA Western Final on WMSS and PennLive.com.
St. Thomas Roasters, located at 5951 Linglestown Road, is happy to underwrite this broadcast. St. Thomas Roasters has fresh roasted coffee, lattes, pastries, sandwiches, and soups. Online ordering is available at stthomasroaster.com, or their number is 526-4147. Open Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sundays, 9 to 4. Owner Jeff Smith of St. Thomas Roasters congratulates the Rams on a great season.
Here at Mansion Park in Altoona, Eric Thomas, Brian Kaiser, and Steve Leedy with you. Central Dauphin has it. Second and 13 from the 28 of North Allegheny. And with 54 seconds left, Central Dauphin in control here, attacking the end zone to our right. Myers and Esau far side, or Myers and Schaefer far side. Check that, Schaefer and Esau near side. And now Levia rolls out. He's under pressure. He's going to throw off his back foot. Esau's there, and he makes a diving catch inside the five. First and goal, Central Dauphin with 46 seconds left.
You are not going to see a better play made, not just from Esau. What a tremendous catch. Not to take anything away from that. What an unbelievable throw from Brandon Levia. With pressure on him, he throws just like he did last week, off of his back foot, and is able to get the ball in a place where his man can make the play. They are 4 yards away from a state championship berth.
40 seconds and a running clock now after the chains get set. It is Schaefer near side. Backs are split behind Levia, who's under center. Receiver far side. Esau and Hollinger are the backs. They hand it off Esau. Esau trips inside the five and gets back to the line of scrimmage with 25 seconds left.
If nothing else, what they're doing at this point is they are centering the football in the middle of the field with an opportunity to kick the game-winning field goal. And I don't think they're... I'm not sure if they're going to run another play or not. I don't think they should. They're running short on time right now.
Clock continues to run with 7 seconds. That's exactly what Central Dauphin will do. They will call timeout with 5 seconds remaining. Evan Brandis will be on to attempt the field goal. It'll be a 22-yard field goal to send Central Dauphin to their first state championship in school history.
Great opportunity here because they did a good job on that first down play of putting the ball a little bit more to the center of the field. It's not dead center right now. Okay, it's not dead center, but at least it's a little bit better of an angle. And for a right-footed soccer-style kicker, this is a natural kick where you were going to pull the ball a little bit anyways, normally trying to kick this one. It's a yard more than an extra point. What a time for this Central Dauphin team to hit their biggest pass plays of this game and of this season. Unbelievable job on that play right before the one we just saw. What a job by Levia of just putting the ball out there, putting everything he had on the football, and finding Zaid Issa, who made an unbelievable diving catch.
Dickey to hold, and Brandis to kick a 22-yarder to send Central Dauphin to the state championship. 5 seconds on the clock. Brandis takes one practice kick, walks off his distance into the right end zone. No wind, and North Allegheny will call timeout to ice Brandis with 5 seconds on the clock.
This works in the NFL sometimes, especially when you call it on your own kicker, like the Cowboys did this past week. And what Central Dauphin has to hope right now is they are all Tebowing here on the sideline at this point, just hoping that, beyond hope, that their kicker can put one through the uprights and send them into the state championship game against North Penn.
North Penn the winner of that other Quad A semifinal today over LaSalle College. North Allegheny is the defending state champions at 14-0. Central Dauphin in their second PIAA semifinal ever, trying to go to their first state championship.
And I think most people would consider this a shocker, but we said before this game, the big thing that is going to be key for Central Dauphin, do enough, be close, and at the end, have a chance to do something. You never know what could happen.
Dickey to hold, Brandis to kick. For Chapman getting everybody back on that CD sideline, trying to make sure they don't run out on the field. 5 seconds to go. Brandis waiting. And we have some movement along that offensive line. Another timeout called by North Allegheny. It looked like one of their linemen might have flinched, but they get the timeout for Brandis to ice him one more time here.
Yeah, something you have in high school that you don't have in the college, in the professional game or the college game. You can take multiple timeouts at the high school level. They don't usually expect somebody to be icing a kicker, but they're doing that here. What a huge, huge opportunity. Win or lose at this point, this Central Dauphin team has got to be just unbelievably proud of the effort and what they've done, just fighting time and time again. And they have, I think more than anything, defensively, they have stood tall when they've needed to and have done the best they can in terms of keeping this explosive offense away from the end zone. And defensive and offensively, they've made big plays when they've needed to.
All right, we'll try this one more time as Dickey comes out for the hold and Brandis the kick. 5 seconds and a 22-yard field goal separates Central Dauphin from their first state championship game appearance. Dickey waits, puts his hand up. The snap, the kick, it's away, and it is good! And Central Dauphin has won the Western Final and will go to play for the PIAA State Championship next Saturday night against North Penn. The Rams win it 23-20 on a 22-yard field goal from Evan Brandis. It is the first state championship game appearance by Central Dauphin. The Rams win it in dramatic fashion.
Unbelievable ending to this one. And, I mean, so deserved for this Central Dauphin team, where they have been able to come in here to a place where District 3 teams never, ever win football games, and they take the defending state champions to the brink, and then with a couple of huge plays from Drew Scales on that last drive to keep drives alive, and then the unbelievable pass play from Lavia to Issa, set up the field goal, and Brandis does the rest, puts it through the uprights. The Rams are in the championship game. It's Central Dauphin, North Penn. They'll play for a state championship next Saturday.
And the Rams celebrate. They get in the handshake line. North Allegheny and Art Walker will be denied a chance to repeat as Quad A state champions. We're going to step aside and take a timeout, catch our breath. And when we come back, it'll be the Ted's Bar and Grill postgame show live from Mansion Park. Central Dauphin wins it. They go to the state final to play North Penn next Saturday night. Rams win it 23-20. We'll be back after this. This is WMSS and PennLive.com.
Mr. Bob's Subways are proud supporters of the CD Rams. Located at 7839 Allentown Boulevard in West Hanover Township, Route 39 in South Hanover Township, and 315 East Main Street, Hummelstown, Mr. Bob's Subways also have giant party subs, party platters, and cookie platters. December is Customer Appreciation Month, celebrating over 10 years in business. Mr. Bob's Subways, congratulate the Rams on a great season.
InTouch Communication is a Sprint Nextel dealer providing solutions for consumers and businesses. They provide GPS fleet tracking solutions for company vehicles, and they now carry the new iPhone 4S with true unlimited data. That's InTouch Communication, 1426 North 3rd Street in Midtown Harrisburg. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 7, Saturday, 10 to 3. Their number is 695-3401. Go Rams!
Environmental Interiors is proud to bring you this Rams game. Environmental Interiors is an office furniture dealer located at 400 North Blue Ribbon Avenue, just north of Susquehanna Harley-Davidson. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, Environmental Interiors offers new and remanufactured office cubicles, recycled green cubicles, seating, files, and office space planning. Their website's www.ei-ofusa.com. Their number is 652-6060. Congratulations, CD.
And welcome back here to Mansion Park. Brian Kaiser with you here on the post-game show. Central Dauphin upsets North Allegheny by a final score of 23-20. As it is the Rams who get a 22-yard field goal from Evan Brandis as time expires in the game. And the Rams will make their first appearance in the state championship game. Welcome to the Ted's Bar and Grill postgame show as the Rams celebrate out at midfield, and deservedly so. Our Eric Thomas making his way down to the field right now. We remind you that Ted's Bar and Grill, the postgame celebration is in the Rams Den at Ted's, and anybody who's a Rams fan right now who isn't here at Mansion Park, got a lot to celebrate right now. There's one more game going to be played this season. The Rams 14-1. Same record as their opponents now. The difference is North Allegheny's season is over with their first loss of the year at the hands of Central Dauphin. And the Rams will play for a state championship. District 3, three teams in the state championships this weekend. Bishop McDevitt on Friday. And on Saturday, it'll be two District 3 teams, Lancaster Catholic in the AA game and Central Dauphin in the Quad A game. Steve Leedy is busy compiling our statistics right now as well as doing our engineering. He's doing a little bit of everything right now. And Eric Thomas is getting set to talk to some of the key folks in this game here tonight. Go back to what this team, the Central Dauphin team, was able to do. They had the lead 13-7 at halftime, recovered a fumble on the first drive of the second half by Mac Lefwich, and after they recovered that, were able to take the next carry into the end zone for Adam Hollinger, and that gave them a lead 20-7. Able to get a defensive stop at the goal line after a touchdown from North Allegheny cut the lead down to 20-13. They blocked the extra point, though, on that touchdown. Got a goal line stand at the one, but gave the ball right back to them on a short punt after a three and out. Two plays later, North Allegheny was in the end zone, had the lead, and were able to tie the game up 20-20. Let's go down to the field right now to Eric Thomas.
All right. Central Dauphin head coach Glenn McNamee, 23-20, you guys defeat North Allegheny, the defending state champs. Really played out well there that final drive for you, and Evan Brandis wins it for you.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, we told our kids, and I talked to you before the game, you know, we were going to have to go 12 rounds. We were going to have to fight this fight for 12 rounds against this kind of an opponent. Very proud of our kids. They did just that, and boy, it went right down to that 12th round.
And Brandon LaVia once again this week, a back foot throw. Esau makes a tremendous catch inside the five to set up that game-winning field goal.
They're tremendous playmakers, but I got to tell you, it doesn't happen by accident. Those guys work very hard, and it means a lot to them. And in situations like those, it really shows.
Your defense tonight, again, was pretty stout. North Allegheny had that nice drive there late in the game. You had to know that at some point they were going to try to work the running game, but your defense stood tall on that goal line stand.
Yeah, that was, that was a matter of pride as much as anything else. You know, and it shows, again, how bad our kids want it. And I'm very proud of them for what they did at that moment and throughout the game.
This might take a little bit to set in. Central Dauphin was close in 1997 under George Chomp. They lost to CB West. First state final in school history in football. What are your thoughts just after this game ends?
Well, I'll tell you, we have a group of kids right now that at no point in time are they just satisfied with where they're at. I'm telling you, we got a group of kids right now who are not only happy about tonight, they're already thinking about next week. they don't just want to be there. They want to win it. And the coach couldn't ask for more than to have a group of kids like that.
All right, Glenn, congratulations. We'll talk to you next Saturday night from Hershey Park Stadium. Guys, we'll send it back up to you. We'll try to round up Evan Brandis and a couple of others before we get out of here.
Sounds good, Eric. Thank you very much. As Eric continues to look for people down there on the field, he's making his way over right now to a guy who's always, well, he walks by Brandis. I'm trying to get his attention right now, and he hadn't realized that Brandis was available for an interview. So he's going to walk over here to the entire glut of people. It's the kicker's lament, where he doesn't often get that opportunity to be surrounded by media members. He sort of disappears in that entire group. Let's go down. Eric.
All right, guys, we're here with Central Dauphin defensive lineman Nate Hamilton. Real quick, Nate, tell me about this game tonight. I mean, what's going through your mind right now?
Right now, it's unbelievable right now how we overcame. Everyone said we can't. Everyone said we couldn't do it. But we came out and just smacked them in the mouth, came out, and we got that W.
North Allegheny did score late in the game to tie this one up, but that defensive stand at the goal line, for lack of a better term, kind of bailed you out there a little bit, because if they go in there, they go in later, they might win this game.
Right, yeah, it was tough, but we just had to keep coming out, so that's what we did. Never gave up, and it came for us, so it's our time.
All right, Nate, go celebrate. Congratulations tonight. Guys, back up to you.
Thank you very much, Eric, and he's going to continue looking for people right now as we are still here on the Ted's Bar and Grill post-game show. Central Dauphin victorious 23-20 over North Allegheny. We will have a new state champion at Quad A. The defending champs have been knocked out at the hands of the Rams. Now, and back to just review a little bit of the scoring recap here in the second half, as Eric continues to look for people to talk to right now. Scoring in the second half, it was Adam Hollinger's. Never mind. We'll go back down, Eric. Back to you.
Very much, Evan Brandis. Biggest kick of your life. You nailed it.
Yeah, definitely.
Tell me a little bit about it. Tell me about how they set up the play. Esau made the big catch to get you guys inside the five, and then North Allegheny tried to ice you twice.
Well, I mean, Zate's play was flat out amazing. I was great. I was so happy. I mean, brought it a lot closer than what it probably would have been. We just milked the clock down to the end, and I mean, I felt really confident when we were in the huddle setting up, even when they called the timeouts. I mean, we kind of simulate that in practice, so I pretty much just thought, this is practice. We do it all the time there, we're going to do it here.
Now, North Allegheny, unlike the NFL, they can ice you more than once.
Yeah.
When they ice you the second time, what are you doing at that point to try to keep yourself calm and not overreact a little bit?
I mean, I talked to the players there. They're all telling me it's just practice. I love it, my team. I mean, they know how to keep me calm, how to keep me relaxed, and they give me confidence whenever they think I need it.
This field has not been kind to Mid-Penn teams over the last couple of years. You guys have played regular season games up here when Altoona was in the Mid-Penn, but playoff-wise, it's not been very kind. To come on the road, get a win against the defending state champs, and go to the school's first state championship game, what does that mean?
It's just the greatest thing ever. I mean, it's something that we've all been like talking about and dreaming about since the beginning of the season. And it's awesome. I mean, I don't know how to describe it. I'm speechless, really. I mean, it's a dream come true.
All right, 22-yard field goal from Evan Brandis. Evans, thanks. Congratulations on the win tonight. Send it back up to Brian and Steve.
Thank you, Eric. Let's see if he's got anybody else in mind. Yeah, he's still walking towards a few more people. Okay, let's see how much recap we can get here. It was second half. Hollinger, a 28-yard touchdown run with 10:56 left. Let's go down back to Eric.
Again in the clutch spot again this week.
I think my hat goes off to the lineman for giving Brandon time to make that throw. And just all night, just blocking hard and helping us get that win.
You had to make a diving catch there, and Brandon had to throw it off his back foot to avoid pressure. Did you break off your route at all? Were you looking back at him to see where he was before you made your adjustment on the route?
Actually, when I saw the corner jump up on the hitch route right there, I knew that I was going to break it flat because that safety was deep and I could get behind that corner, and he put it right there on the money.
This team has been close in the past. 97, they got to an Eastern final. They fell short. Couple district championships. This is the first state championship game appearance for you guys now. And you're going to play North Penn on Saturday night. What do you think it means to you, this school and the community and everybody involved?
It's okay. It's a state championship. Everybody knows what it's going to take to get this win. It's going to take us working hard all week long in practice, coming out every day, watching film, doing everything it takes. And we're going to do it because we know we want this.
You played 15 games. What's one more, right?
Yeah, what's one more? Yeah.
All right, guys, back upstairs to you.
Thank you very much, Eric. I think we've talked to everybody we're going to talk to. I'm sure Eric's fine. I think we're going to take a break because I think everyone needs a break at this point. When we come back on the Ted's Bar and Grill post-game show, post-game statistics, we'll finally get to recap the scoring here in the second half, and we'll set things up for next week. Again, our final score here in the Western Final at Quad A. It's Central Dauphin 23, North Allegheny 20. Back after this here on WMSS and PennLive.com.
Ted's Bar and Grill on Allentown Boulevard is under new ownership. Ted's Bar and Grill has steaks, seafood, sandwiches, ribs, chicken, pizza, salad, and wings. In fact, Monday night is wing night at Ted's. They even have the NFL ticket and NHL package. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. until 2 a.m. Sundays, 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. Takeout, gift certificates, and catering are available at Ted's Bar and Grill, 6197 Allentown Boulevard near Ollie's.
Buying or selling a home? Sherry and Bill Anderson with RE/MAX Realty Professionals are both alumni of Central Dauphin High School and proud supporters of the Rams. Available days, evenings, and weekends, Sherry and Bill specialize in residential sales in Central Pennsylvania with 16 years of combined experience. You can reach Sherry and Bill Anderson at 652-4700, 512-1774, or online at sherryanderson.com. Go Rams!
House of Barbers is proud to sponsor the CD Rams football team. They have two locations, 6100 Allentown Boulevard and 3917 Jonestown Road. Open 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, Saturdays 8 to 3. Their number is 540-5700. House of Barbers and owner Lynn Edsel congratulate the Rams on a great season.
Welcome back here to the Ted's Bar and Grill post-game show. Brian Kaiser with you along with Steve Leedy. Eric Thomas with you from Mansion Park, where Central Dauphin is in the state championship game in Quad A here in Pennsylvania with a 23-20 victory over North Allegheny. The defending state champions go down. Steve Leedy tells you how it happened statistically.
All right, first for North Allegheny, rushing the football. The quarterback, Mac Leftwich, ended up being the leader there. 25 carries, 164 yards, and two touchdowns tonight. Alex DeShantis, 12 for 32. Nick Pasadelius, 10 carries, 34 yards. Henderson, 1 for a loss of 5, and Conacher, 1 for a loss of 2. Receiving, Conacher, 4 catches, 51 yards. James Kleinample, 2 catches, 20 yards, and a touchdown. Greg Garrity caught one pass. That was for just 2 yards. Leftwich, passing was 7 for 13, 73 yards, and had that touchdown pass to tie it up in the fourth quarter. Team totals for North Allegheny, 49 carries, 223 yards on the ground, 73 through the air, 1 sack for a loss of 5, 291 yards of total offense for North Allegheny here tonight. For Central Dauphin, leading rusher was Drew Scales. The bulk of it came on his 53-yard touchdown run. He had 7 carries, 56 yards, and the touchdown. Adam Hollinger, 2 carries, 29 yards, and a touchdown. Zaid Issa, 12 for 9, and a score. Brandon Lavia, 6 carries for 24 yards. Receiving, Bobby Schaefer, 5 for 46. Drew Scales, 5 for 26. Jesse Myers, 1 for 31. And Zadisa with 1 catch, and it was a big one. It set up the game-winning field goal by Brandis. That went for 24 yards. Brandon Lavia, 12 of 18 for 109 yards. Did throw one interception in the game, but that was effectively a punt for CD. Team totals for the Rams on the ground, 27 carries, 118 yards, 109 through the air. Sacked once for a loss of 3, so CD was down on the stat page. They were outgained 291 to 224 offensively. But the other key in this game was penalties, and North Penn had a lot of them. They had 9 marked off against them for 101. They had a couple more flags thrown against them. CD with 6 for 65. But North Penn a couple times with some bad personal foul penalties.
North Allegheny.
North Allegheny, I'm sorry. And
hey, you're already thinking of next week, which is perfectly fine, because I'm sure Central Dauphin is also a little bit thinking about next week. But you're right. Penalties were huge in this game,
yeah.
And probably no bigger one than Vinny Congito's personal foul on the punt return or the kickoff return for Central Dauphin after the game got tied up at 20 apiece on the kickoff return. They run the ball up the field, and they've got the ball at the 40-yard line. I mean, nothing special. Check. Was that a punt? Maybe that was a punt return.
Yeah, it was a punt return.
Yeah, a punt return. They've got the ball at their own 40-yard line, and Congito just grabs somebody and right in front of the official throws him down to the ground after the whistle had blown. That put the ball in business at the 45-yard line of North Allegheny and made it a lot easier to move things down the field.
It's a mistake that you can't do, and it's a mistake that you just can't see a team like North Allegheny with being a defending state champion. They've been here. They've done that. And to do that is just inexcusable. Gave CD 15 yards, and all of a sudden they are in North Allegheny territory, and they marched down the field for the game-winning field goal.
They've been there. They've done that, but they won't do it again this year because Central Dauphin knocks them out of the playoffs. Let's recap the scoring of this one. I'm finally going to get that opportunity to do so.
Do it from the start.
I'll do it from the start because it was Central Dauphin who drew first blood with 3:52 left to go in the first quarter. A drive that was set up after a block punt put Central Dauphin in the red zone to start the drive. And Zaid Issa, a 3-yard touchdown run, able to score the touchdown. On the fourth play of that drive, Evan Brandis with the extra point made it 7-0 Central Dauphin. North Allegheny was next. They were able to put a drive on at the end of the first quarter, immediately answering the Central Dauphin drive. And the final play of that drive was the first play of the second quarter, a Mac Lefwich 3-yard touchdown run. The Jason Booker kick tied the game at 7 apiece. The Rams, though, would take the lead into the locker room because with 1:08 left to go in the first half, Drew Scales takes a draw play 53 yards to the house. The extra point was no good, but it was 13-7 Rams at the half, and they would extend that lead out to 20-7 early in the third quarter after they recover a Mac Lefwich fumble. And on the very next play, Adam Hollinger, a 28-yard touchdown run right up the middle of the Tigers' defense. And with 10:56 left to go in the third, it was Visions, a state championship game in the mind of the Rams. They were up 20-7. The Tigers would not fold, though, and they were able to score with 7:19 left to go in the third, answering back with a second touchdown run of the game for quarterback Mac Lefwich, this one of 4 yards, but the extra point was blocked. Another big play on special teams in this game, as Central Dauphin's Mike Shannon was able to get the block around the corner, kept the margin of lead for Central Dauphin at 7. There was another opportunity for North Allegheny. They drove it down all the way to the 3-yard line on first and goal, and they were not able to get in. The Central Dauphin defense able to hold them out, and that was about midway through the fourth quarter. But the Rams then would go 3 and out, a short punt, put the ball in the red zone. 2 plays later, it was a touchdown pass from Lefwich to James Kleinhampel of 5 yards. And with 5:14 left to go in the fourth quarter, the Booker extra point tied this game at 20 apiece. Both teams traded possessions. And finally, Central Dauphin got the ball. And as we already said, after a punt, had the ball at their own 40-yard line, the 15-yard personal foul penalty after the play, put the ball for the final drive of the game at the North Allegheny 45-yard line. And on that last drive, have to mention Drew Scales with 2 tremendous plays on third down conversions to pick up first downs as he got the ball short of the first down and was able to make moves to make defenders miss, pick them both up, and the Rams were able to move the chains a couple of times, getting closer and closer to field goal range, and then the big play of the game for the Rams as LaVia flushed out of the pocket, two rushers breathing down his neck, retreating backwards, throws off of his back foot, a place where he was very comfortable a week ago as Central Dauphin beat Wilson in the District 3 championship game on two touchdown passes from Brandon Lavia to Zaid Issa. And those touchdown passes, they were huge last week, and this week the one completion to Zaid Issa in the entire game was the biggest play of this one in terms of setting up the game-winning field goal, because the big pass play hits Issa down to the four-yard line. Issa made a tremendous diving catch, and two plays later, after they more or less tried to center the ball a little bit more for the field goal attempt, Evan Brandis puts the ball through the uprights from 22 yards out. His field goal, as time expired, put Central Dauphin into the state championship game by a final score of 23-20 over North Allegheny. We'll take a break, a final break, here on the Ted's Bar and Grill post-game show. When we come back, we're going to preview the state finals games next week and wrap things up here from Mansion Park in Altoona. Our final score, 23-20. Central Dauphin beats North Allegheny. Back after this on WMSS and PennLive.com.
CD Pizza, 4501 Locust Lane, Harrisburg, has been family-owned and operated since 1994. Dine-in, takeout, and delivery are available. They also have catering and tailgating packages. Online ordering is welcome at cdpizzasubs.com or centraldolphinpizza.com. Their number is 652-8844. Pizza, subs, strombolis, and more at CD Pizza across from CD Middle School. Good luck, Rams!
GS Designs is a proud supplier of the new CD Rams Under Armour football uniforms. GS Designs has been in business since 1994, and they're a full Under Armour ATO dealer. Their website is www.gsdesigns.com. Their number is 838-8365. That's GS Designs of Palmyra, proud sponsor of the Rams.
St. Thomas Roasters, located at 5951 Linglestown Road, is happy to underwrite this broadcast. St. Thomas Roasters has fresh roasted coffee, lattes, pastries, sandwiches, and soups. Online ordering is available at stthomasroaster.com or their number is 526-4147. Open Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sundays, 9 to 4. Owner Jeff Smith of St. Thomas Roasters congratulates the Rams on a great season.
Welcome back one final time here to Mansion Park here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, where the Western Quad A final goes the way of the Central Dauphin Rams by a final score of 23-20. And that puts the Rams into the state championship games. And Steve Leedy, we're going to take a look at the state finals brackets. And those brackets right now are complete, because this was the last game of the weekend, and Central Dauphin has completed the puzzle, that is, the state championship games.
Yep, CD has completed the puzzle. They were the last game, the only Saturday night game here this evening, and CD with the 23-20 win here. They will face North Penn next Saturday night at 6 o'clock at Hershey Park Stadium. North Penn beating LaSalle College today 21-14 in their game. Triple A. Next Friday night, 7 o'clock, it will be Bishop McDevitt from District 3 taking on Archbishop Wood out of the Philadelphia Catholic League or District 12. Archbishop Wood beat Allentown Central Catholic 70-14 last night, and McDevitt won here at Mansion Park 41-32 over the Whitfield champion Montour. Double A, District 3 represented again as Lancaster Catholic came from behind to beat West Catholic 23-20 this afternoon at Coatesville. They will face Tyrone, who beat Aliquippa here at Mansion Park earlier today 20-19, and they won that one on a stopped two-point conversion in that one, as Aliquippa tried to take the lead in the fourth quarter. They were denied, and they lost by that 1 point. And in single A, we really have a battle of heavyweights, as from the East, Southern Columbia, who defeated Penns Manor 37-6 last night, they will take on Whitfield champion Clareton 30-8. Clareton won over Sharpsville. So that's a That's a big game there for two storied single A teams, and we've got three District 3 teams in the other game, and
that's never happened.
I don't think it's ever happened.
It's never happened. We've been playing state championship games since the late 80s, and that's never happened before. So District 3 has acquitted itself surprisingly well this year. I think it may be the shocking thing right now, gentlemen, if you take a look at the teams and the districts that are still alive, you've got how many Whipple teams remaining?
One, Clairton.
That's correct.
And you knew they were going to be there.
Yeah, they were going to, I mean, single A, I mean, that was a lock. I mean, you could have written that down before the season even started, that Clairton was going to be in the single A championship game from the West. But Tyrone, representing District 6, District 3 comes through the other two Western Finals and gets through. District 3 gets through the East in Double A. They're joined by a District 1 team in Quad A. You've got a District 12 team in Triple A, and you've got a District 4 team that had taken a little bit of a siesta from the state championships and have decided once again that they want to return, and Southern Columbia is there. But no other district has more than one team, and District 3 has a monopoly on the state championship games. They have three teams, and the home field advantage could be a huge week for District 3.
Absolutely, and really that capped off by this game. You know, what a tremendous effort by the Central Dauphin Rams here this evening. And, they came here, their backs were against the wall. You know, coming in, everybody said that North Allegheny was a huge favorite in this game. And I want to give credit to the quarterback, LaVia. He played as good as he needed to. He made one mistake in this game. One mistake. And North Allegheny didn't cash in on it when he threw the ball down here on the 15-yard line. It should have been picked off, but he didn't make the play. The rest of the game, LaVia managed the game as he needed to, and he kept his team together offensively. All the other guys were making plays when they needed to. The Central Dauphin really couldn't run the ball here tonight very effectively. They got a couple of home run balls on Scales with the long run, and Hollinger had a long, or like a 28-yard touchdown run. You take those two out and see
they
didn't run it at
they
all.
They didn't run anything today. Eric, who would you point out in this game?
I got to agree with Steve. I think that LaVia, you know, they put him in situations early in this game to make safe throws, get him into a rhythm. They had to get some balance out of their offense tonight because, as we've seen all season long, you just look at North Allegheny's numbers, teams that are predominantly run-heavy. They run the ball 40 times in a game. They're still getting beat by 40 points against this defense, you know, and not being able to stop their offense and everything. They had to get some balance out of their offense tonight, and I think Brandon LaVia provided enough for them to do that. And, you know, you heard Zaid Issa in the post game there. I mean, when we were down on the field talking to him about the adjustment he had to make watching the defense, you know, LaVia and him practiced that back foot throw. I've seen him do it in practice a couple times. That's his style. You know, bottom line, Brandon LaVia's got a little Brett Favre streak kind of going in him right now. He's making risky throws sometimes. He's throwing off his back foot, but he's cashing in. That's the bottom line.
And I'm going to actually bring up something that nobody ever talks about, but it's such a big part of the game. Special teams turned this game here tonight because, the game-winning field goal is an obvious one, but the block punt set up a touchdown. The punting, for most of the game, you take away the one bad punt from Cody Hartzell, and he had a sensational game of really pinning North Allegheny deep. He had a couple booming punts in this game, a couple well-positioned punts. I mean, special teams, they were far superior. Whereas offensively, they were, when it was North Allegheny's defense against Central Dauphin's offense, I'd say, for the most part, it was advantage North Allegheny. Defensively, as when Central Dauphin was on the field, that group, for the most part, at least held even in the game. But the place where Central Dauphin had a huge advantage in this game, special teams.
And I think also, you know, the other thing, a lot is probably not going to be said about that goal line stand, but if North Allegheny goes in there
yep.
and
I
somehow
agree.
Gets the ball back, and the way their offense is working at that point, this probably isn't a 23-20 game. I mean, their offense was moving the ball up and down the field. So that goal line stand, even though they tied the game later on, I think that went a huge way in deciding this one tonight.
Yeah, and that was a comment I was going to make. CD's defense broke a little, but it, for the most part, it held up. It was forcing North Allegheny to take those long drives down the field, taking a lot of time off the clock. And North Allegheny had...
And they made them one-dimensional, too.
Yeah, and they had a 2-1 edge in the second half yardage-wise, but North Allegheny finally found out that the only way that they're going to really move the ball is with Leftwich, the quarterback, running. And
with 5 minutes left to go in this game, when it was a tie game, the play calling became huge for both these teams, because Central Dauphin, on that key drive, found ways to get the ball in the hands of their main playmakers. Scales made a couple of unbelievable moves to pick up first downs on third down plays, and then Issa makes the tremendous catch. Whereas on the North Allegheny side of the ball, they have a third down and what was it, about four or five, six, somewhere around that range. And instead of trusting their quarterback, who has been doing, made them a balanced team all year, they run in just a nutto reverse.
Double reverse.
A double reverse, which lost yardage on the play, and they never got the ball back.
You know, I can't stress this enough. I mean, we talked about this a little bit at halftime, and we also mentioned it last week during the District 3 final. When Central Dauphin went up 13-7, and then they go up 20-7. Yeah, okay, you want to extend that lead out as much as you possibly can. There's one guy in this stadium tonight that wanted the game to be the way it was, to be in control, to have the game tied, to have to drive down the field, to have the ball in his team's hands. And it's a guy standing right down there at the 50 right now talking to a couple people, Glenn McNamee. This Central Dauphin team, again, does not have to score 35 points a game. They don't have to throw for 300 yards. They don't have to run for 200 more. They just have to play good defense, take their chances, call the plays at the right time, and that's how they win football games.
They wanted it to be close down the end, and we said in the pregame, if it's close at the end, anything can happen. And tonight, it did. And Central Dauphin will play in the state championship game as a result of it. We'd like to thank everyone involved with our broadcast tonight. Jake Legor doing a tremendous job for us back at our studio. Also Carly Sharp earlier, who also helped out back at our studio as our studio producers today. For Steve Leedy, for Eric Thomas, this is Brian Kaiser saying goodnight from the Ted's Bar and Grill post-game show. We'd like to remind you that the plan is next week. Hey, we've been on the Central Dauphin train the last 2 weeks. We feel at this point that we're good luck charms. We feel that we're probably going to be back with them again next Saturday night. So join us. We will be on the air. We're looking at probably a 20-minute post-game show. So 20 minutes pregame. We're hoping it's an even longer post-game show, depending what ends up happening in that one. But 20-minute pregame show, as we will bring that to you next week, assuming that we get the sponsorship support to do so. But we will have that for you next Saturday night.
I'm going to say real quick about that. Tom Zimmerman has been just a thrill to work with. He's the one of the guys behind the scenes that have been helping us out the last 2 weeks, so we thank him a lot. And he's really the reason why these games have been able to take place, why I've been able to bring them to you. So we thank him for all of his help.
And we also thank him for what he's hopefully going to be able to do us this week as well. We also want to thank all of our sponsors, and you'll hear their names in our post-game closing billboard. And make sure you thank them yourself when you get an opportunity, because those businesses are the reason we're able to hear this game here on WMSS. For everyone involved, this is Brian Kaiser saying goodnight from Mansion Park, where the Central Dauphin Rams will make the school's first appearance in the state football championships in Quad A. They knock off the defending state champions, North Allegheny, by a final score of 23-20 on a 22-yard field goal by Evan Brandis as time expires. You heard it live here on WMSS and PennLive.com.
You've been listening to the Ted's Barn Grill Central Dauphin post-game show here on WMSS. Tonight's game was brought to you in part by CD Pizza, St. Thomas Roasters, House of Barbers, In Touch Communications, GS Designs, Sherry and Bill Anderson, Remax Realty, Mr. Bob Subways, Environmental Interiors, and Ted's Barn Grill. Your home for the best in high school sports is WMSS and PennLive.com.